Yeah. Let's take them back. Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four-finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat.
Now like, that'd be dope. Tossed and turned like, in my sleep like, that night. Well, I don't know. Next morning, niggas just stole my bike. Different day, same shit. Nothing good in the world. So I was like, John.
I also don't know.
Trying to get him some pussy.
I think it's cheating pussy. That's
should we put
shit.
This on the pod?
I don't think it matters.
Okay, so should. What is she looking for?
Probably nothing. Okay. I mean, because when I was telling her, I was like, yo, I was like, this kid, I don't know if you like he's cute, but like he's nice, he's like funny, like you guys can hang out. I was like, and if you're down to smash, like he'll definitely smash you. But yeah, she, like, all she really said back was she was like, he'll let me smash. And I was like, oh, most definitely. Yes. And she was like, okay, he'll let me smash. So then she gave me her phone with the Insta open and was like, all right. So I was like, all right. And
okay.
I typed in your name and hit the follow.
Yeah, I'll hit her up.
But like, I'm sure.
This type of a date is just going to a bar somewhere randomly and pounding shots back.
So I did ask her, I was like, do you drink? Do you smoke? And she was like, not really.
All right,
so
I was like, she doesn't smoke either?
Well, I think she does. I just don't think it's something she does like all the. Because I heard her talk about like a dab pen for like her having one at work. So she must smoke.
Okay.
I just don't think she like does it all the time.
I guess we'll go out for a quick bite.
Yeah, maybe.
Come back and have sex.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
I like that. So then why even do the date? Because you do the date to set up for the sex.
Well, that's what I mean. You're not going to do like a whole. Yeah.
So why don't you go, hey, my name's John. Your name. Let's go inside and let's get it done. And then get the fuck out. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Most girls are get the fuck out afterward.
And we'll recap that next week. Welcome back to the Brutal View.
Okay.
This is Brutal View episode 42, I think.
Right.
Jesus Christ, wow. Dude. 42 hours. Probably like 45 hours.
Huh? I think it's 10 since I've been on.
At least. It has to be, I think, 12 by this point.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Almost at 50. Maybe we'll get naked at 50. Who knows?
I won't be here for that.
Yeah.
I'm hip.
It'll be on YouTube. Don't worry. I almost wanted to. We'll talk about that later. I'm John.
Hey guys, I'm Haley.
Hey, it's your boy Ruben.
Welcome back. Happy Tuesday morning. I hope you guys aren't having a shitty fucking day. Gun to your head. Would you rather watch your parents have sex or have them watch you have sex?
I'd rather have them watch me.
No, they watch me. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
No, they could watch me. Fuck that shit. I'm good.
Okay, so question for you. Do you think you'd go soft?
I mean... So there's context. Are they standing in the room?
They have to watch you.
So they is there like a glass divider?
I like this question.
I would
you
say.
You know what I mean? Like, is it like you're?
I would say they're. Yeah, exactly. Like you were just
glass divider.
There's a glass.
And then you can't see.
They're
them,
not
they can
in
see
the
you.
Room with you, but they're watching you through a window that's like directly in front of you.
I could get it up. I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's not going to be great, I don't think, because I'm be thinking about like my parents are watching.
Yeah,
I'll be looking. I'll be like, yo, hey, sweat, like. What's up, guys? Look at this shit, right? That'd be pretty cool.
I don't know. What about you, Haley?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like when you're in the middle of having sex, like, nothing really matters. You're not really thinking about anything. You're just kind of pounding. I don't
but if
God
you
bless
they
you.
There,
that's how you have sex. Jesus Christ.
Really
I'm over here like, did I fucking close the fridge? Oh, shit. Like, I'm always thinking dumb shit.
Yeah. No. Jesus, do you really, dude?
Oh, constantly.
You are not
like,
having good enough sex.
Dude, I'll be like, oh shit, did I bring my keys in? Are they still in the car? And I'll be, pop, pop, my
bro,
back.
When I'm fucking.
The Daffy left them in the car. Shit.
When I'm fucking, my one and only concern is getting her nut. I don't know how you're thinking about anything else.
No, all right, dude, I'm not. All right, don't pay me like a fucking asshole.
But
I'm not even here thinking about
just
keys.
Just thinking
while I'm
about it
sex.
Though, like, I've never thought about anything else but sex during sex.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What
do you want
like,
me to explain myself?
A little bit. We're on a podcast.
I mean, I don't know, man. When you're doing it, you're having sex with the person. You ever have that moment when you're having sex after it was like a big buildup, like you've been talking for a long time and dating, and then you're having the sex and you're like, we're having sex right now. Like there was a moment like, we're doing it.
Yeah.
You ever had that moment?
I feel that. No,
and
I feel that.
So like, I'll imagine that moment, but you're thinking about something else. I'd be like, shit, did I turn off the oven after I finished my cookies? Like, I don't remember. You know what I mean?
That's not normal.
Nah, sometimes I'd be like, no, I don't.
I don't think that's
normal. Sometimes I'll be having thoughts. It's like, yeah. It's not like things like that. It's more like, oh, I really need to do the laundry.
Like, that's exactly what the fuck do you mean? That's exactly the same thing that I'm
leading
saying.
Up to sex, though.
It's just like you're just doing it. It's like, but all during right, the like, sex. This is sex.
And so it's like, it's not like when you switch positions and like it's getting fucking crazy. No, I'm talking about like, I don't know. She's turning around. It's doggy style. You've been at it 2 minutes already.
2 minutes.
Pound, 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 pound. And you're going and you're just like.
Wait till you get to 215. I'm not a fucking.
Sorry. Yeah, right? I'm not a fucking metronome. I'm going to think about shit. So I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I just get too into it, I guess. I don't think I've ever done that.
I guess it depends.
Yeah.
It also kind of holds off the nut. I've been like in sex. I'm like, now I want to last longer. So like, okay. I'll think about something. I'll literally be like, okay, so how do I beat this video game boss that I've been stuck on? I've done that before. That's not a joke. God. That's not a joke.
This is a good conversation for men specifically.
It literally,
to avoid a nut.
Yeah.
I thought I was about to bust, so I started solving math in my head.
Exactly.
I started solving math. I literally like thought of crazy fucking numbers and thought of how to solve it in my head.
What the fuck?
Anything that's not sex, because like if you're a guy and you're focusing on like all right, I don't know, dude. I'm fucking single and you're definitely not getting any pussy. If I'm not getting any pussy,
yeah.
I'm talking about
yeah.
John.
He gets way more pussy than I do. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is you're
debatable.
You're in it. It's kind of just it gets monotonous sometimes. So you're just like, I'm gonna think about other shit.
Yeah.
You're like,
I guess I understand that.
And then you phase back in.
Yeah.
So like if you focus on like I don't know. I'm going to get into like the friction. This shit's like,
okay.
I'm having a good time. It smells like shit in this room. Ew. It's hot. I'm really wet because you're like, you're covered in sweat. I'm a sweaty guy, right? I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay. I was like, what's the point of this?
Right? So like, I'm just trying to say it gets, you think about other shit. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
You can kind of hold it off.
All right. We'll jump into some other shit
then. Yeah, we can move on.
Oh my God.
That was good.
That was good.
I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Like,
have you, either of you, ever flown on a plane?
Fuck no. I really don't want to.
Wow. Why?
I really.
That's crazy.
Because, like, everyone's like, oh, you know, cars.
What are you worried about?
Because if the plane's going down, like, in that, like, however long it takes, like, you're thinking, like, I'm going to die. Like,
this is how I'm going to. Why are you thinking that?
Because it's happening.
Oh, like, when the plane's going down?
You look out the window. That's all you're thinking, dude. And there's a burst of fire, and you're just like, it's like, this is it. This is how I'm dying. Like, I'd rather die in a car accident where it's just like instant death.
Right.
Or like, I don't want to be in a plane being like, I'm going to die. This is it. Like, just waiting to die. Fuck that. That's my opinion.
How about you, John?
Well, I've flown many times, and I fucking hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Almost for that same reason, but I'm an overthinking, paranoid son of a bitch. So
even though
the stats are like, it's literally, it's like 1 in 100,000 planes will crash. Maybe even less.
And even then,
it's like 1 in 1,000,000. Damn.
But you never know, like.
And you could be that one type of thing. I always think about that shit. I don't know.
No way. All right. I've been flying a plane since I was a little kid. I don't know. My parents are immigrants, so we were here. And we always traveled back to DR and PR and all this kind of stuff. I love it. I think it's really relaxing.
Yeah,
you get in the plane because you let go. It's kind of like being in a train. It's like, okay, I'm going to let go right now, and I don't have to control anything. I just have to sit here and not be bored. And then on your way down, is there a little anxiety? Yeah. On the way up, is there a little anxiety? Yeah. But it's kind
of
fun.
Maybe that's what it is.
My anxiety would not go away.
It does. I guarantee you, especially if it's like a 4-hour flight, the first 10 minutes up, like, and then once you chill, you're like, oh, this is not bad.
No.
Isn't that like a bumpy?
So the turbulence is what they don't tell you about. And I don't
I kind of like it.
So I actually think in the air, it doesn't throw me off in the air.
Well, when does it happen?
It happens like more often off? In the air, I would say. Like,
see,
so,
fuck that. If I'm in the air and it's like wobbling.
Yeah, but if you're 40,000 feet in the air and then, you know, you go through a storm, the plane's not just going to drop. I think, like, birds going into engines, that's the shit scares the hell out of me.
Like,
both the engines can fail, and you're probably still going to be okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what pilots are trained.
Four engines, I believe, so.
Four? Is it four? Pilots are trained to get you out of those situations.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're trained like, okay, like, everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong, and we're still going to get out of this.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool.
Do you have any scary plane stories? I have two stories, specifically.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, I have three, technically.
No. I remember this time when I was a kid. It's not a scary story, but Pokemon just came out, and it was my first game ever, and I was on the plane going to DR. I was like 6 or 8, and I was sitting next to these kids, and we all played Pokemon for like 6 hours. It was pretty sweet.
Well, that's nice.
That's wholesome. That was a wholesome story.
That's my heart warm.
Yeah.
That was not what I expected.
Still then, doesn't make me want to go on a plane.
And then the terrace came out.
Yeah, right.
Really downhill there.
I remember the first time I was petrified on a plane. I was like 14 or 15, and it was a fine ride the whole time, and I think I've only been on a plane once at that point. But when we were landing, turbulence hit. Yeah. Before we landed,
yeah, and shaky
as
too.
We no. were going down, dude, we hit the ground so fucking hard. I saw sparks outside my window.
Yeah.
That scared the shit out of me. Yeah, like, I thought we were just going to keep going when we dropped.
Why does it happen? It shouldn't. Like, that's sketchy.
It literally is like 1 in 500. It's a crazy, like,
high it's number. So crazy. Yeah. You're more likely to die, I think.
In a car accident.
Nobody says that to me when I'm like, oh, I don't want to fly. But it's like, I'd rather be like in that instant death in the car accident than
that's wild.
Wait for my death.
But what if the car
I'm
death
going down?
Is an instant?
That's
well,
true.
Hopefully I knock the fuck out.
Okay. No guarantee.
But that is
I'd
a good point,
take the
too.
Risk, though. Like, I'd
you could send like a
risk.
Text, though, on your way, because like you're dying. Like, I know I'm going to die. So I'm going to text my boys and be like, yo, I love you guys. I'll text my family.
Yeah,
like, I love you guys.
Yeah, anxiety on the way down. Like, just patiently
I was going to say, you're going
to
be
like, this is my last moment.
It's. You did. I have anxiety like to the max, but I feel like if you know you're gonna die and you can't control it, I'll probably be really calm.
Oh no! Are
you
because I'm thinking about all the things like.
But you can't control it though. That's the thing. It's one thing if you can control it, but you literally can't. You're not in control. So like, I'm gonna die right now, and you're kind of just like.
Have you been in a situation like that before? Where you thought I might actually die? This could be a whole nother topic, but just a quick question.
Call. You might have to come back to me on that one.
Okay. Well, I'll tell my other plane portion. So one time I was on a plane, and I pretty much just ate some fast food for breakfast, which was...
What you got to do is when you're going on a plane at 2 a.m.
You have to.
You have
There's
to.
Nothing else open, especially at the airports. There's usually just a McDonald's or something open, so... I ate a lot of food. Long story short, it was a 4 or 5 hour drive. 2 hours into the air, I had to shit.
Oh, yeah. I
really,
like where this is going.
Really bad.
Uh-huh.
So I have pooped in an airplane before.
Yeah, I'm right. Amen. Same here, brother.
It ain't that bad.
It's not that bad.
But, bro,
if I
this poop, this specific poop it was something else. So it was one of those ones where, like, we're sitting and, like, it's like 4 a.m, so everyone's sleeping on the plane, right? The lights are all dim. It's pretty quiet. It's nice. I start instantly sweating, and I get hot. It was one of those types of shit.
I thought you were going to say I get hard.
Either
of you. Okay. You get hot.
Is that hot. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I heard one. Never mind. This is, keep
but
on.
Continue.
Keep on.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. so I had to shit so bad that I just started sweating, like, instantly. So I jumped up, ran to the bathroom, and it actually started to come out.
You're
as I was still,
you're turtle-hunting, yeah.
It was that
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just bad food, but it came out, you know,
that's
instant.
Awesome.
So,
yeah.
Touch and con.
I went to the bathroom and I sat down. I shit for like a good 12 seconds straight. It was disgusting. It was all
just,
splattery.
Yeah,
it was
I know
horrible.
Exactly what that is. Mm-hmm.
But we started to hit some turbulence. The seatbelt sign came on, and I'm in the shitter. Right.
Oh,
so
no.
The worst part about this, it wasn't that bad, but right in the beginning. I'm like, okay, fuck. I just have to, like, take my time, be slow, just shit, go back slowly, walk slowly, hold the wall or something. I was sweating so much that when I sat on the toilet seat, I flew off. So I shit, like, yeah.
How'd that go? So, like, what'd you do? Did you clean it up?
Yeah, I cleaned it up. It wasn't a lot, but I pretty much just kind of, like, squirted half the toilet seat and on the wall a little bit and... And
I wonder how that happened, like when there's shit on the back of the toilet car.
I mean, at least
so that's you. That's you then.
That's you.
I mean, I've seen that happen in like regular bathrooms, so I don't know what the fuck those people are doing, but yeah, no, that was my other plane issue. So if you ever have to shit on a plane, it can go bad, I guess.
Well, there's one fucking bathroom most of the time, one or two.
Yeah.
And there's
and they're like really fucking small.
Yeah.
Like I could do this and I was touching both fucking walls. Like it was bad.
Oh. You ever shit yourself? Have we talked about that?
I think we have.
Oh, okay.
And yes.
Yeah, me too.
I'm pretty sure we have talked about this.
Yeah, me too, bro.
What about you, Haley?
Nah.
Okay, damn it. I was hoping she'd be like, well.
Yeah.
Not like full on shit myself. Never, no.
Okay. Have you ever sharted?
I'm pretty sure everyone has.
Was it at an embarrassing place?
No, there's one. No, I mean, I guess one time I was like driving with my mom, and I just like didn't say anything. I was just like, "Yo, pull over at the mall right now."
Yeah,
pull over right now. I was like, I need to go inside. Like, give me a pair of pants. She's like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "I think I just like sharted in my pants." She's just like dying. Yeah, that was embarrassing and awful, and I can't believe I just said that.
All right, well,
it's on the internet forever.
It's gonna get worse, so I hope they get ready. But I have a question, and please don't hate me. But I'm
actually right before you do this, if you want to cut anything out, Haley, just say anal. Just yell.
All right, now you're good. You're good.
Okay.
Now fuck it. It's all in.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Put it in. All right. Listen, I got a fucked up ass question.
Oh god.
But I heard about this, and I heard that it's true. So. All right, I heard that sometimes when a girl farts and she's wearing, like, it's a hot day, it's, like, tight pants, she's sitting, I don't know, and, like, the fart will go from her butthole
like
to her pussy and then go up the pussy.
Who told you
And then
this?
She farts it back out. I heard about this. That's a fact.
Silence means
so
yes.
So you said it goes back. So you said it travels up it, like up.
I don't know. I don't have a pussy.
Yeah, but let me just hear it one more time.
So I heard that it goes from the butthole to the vagine, and out and the vagine. And you can feel it exiting.
Yeah, like pops through the vagine. Yeah, yeah. I'll confirm that.
Confirmed.
I don't know if it's always on like a hot, sweaty day.
I can imagine
maybe.
That's like the...
I always wondered like why and how it happens, but yeah. I mean, I guess I'll just let it out. Yeah.
Wow.
That is a confirmation.
Confirmed. And you thought, and here you thought,
you know,
bro.
Once, I'm not even going to lie right now, once I actually tried to explain that to Jake, I was like, yo, have you guys, like, this never happened? Like,
shit.
And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And
okay.
I was like, all right, like, maybe it's just me. Like,
no, he should know what you're talking about because I've had butts creep up to my balls.
Like, it doesn't, like, even
that's
if
happened
like,
to me before.
It doesn't just go forward, it goes backwards.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, John. All right.
I do. I might have to anal this. Can you okay?
Are we back?
Yeah, unanal. Really sorry I had to interrupt that hilarious confirmation, but I guess we don't have to recap any more of that, right?
That's amazing.
We got our answer
that's
for that.
That's amazing, you know?
Yeah.
That's the human body does amazing things.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
Too bad you guys can't feel it when it happens.
Well, I mean, I can feel it. It kind of tickles. It definitely kind of tickles.
I can't even describe it. I don't know.
I was going to say, what does it feel like for a girl? Yeah, that's probably hard to describe.
Kind of like...
Like a fart going up here.
I'd imagine like a, like a very light
like,
fart.
Like if a queef was like more of an air bubble.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Okay. Gun to your head. Every time you see a dog, your instinct is to either try and fuck it or kill it.
Kill it.
Oh, no. I like dogs. A lot.
I do too.
A lot.
Enough. Dude, I picked up
fuck
so much
everyone
weird
you
shit.
See or kill everyone you I, see. Come on.
I picked up so much weird shit from my ex, and one of them is like,
fucking
I
dogs?
See a dog, and I'm like, yeah, I love that shit, dude. Dumb bitches. But no, I love dogs. Like, I'll see a dog, and like, oh, what kind of dog is that? So I kind of like freak out now. Neither, dude. That both fucking sucks.
You have to pick one.
Yeah, you
ahead.
Have to pick
so
one.
Killed.
Well, if I fuck a dog, I'm going to jail. So I'm, if I kill a dog,
nobody has to know.
What the fuck?
Right.
It's just us.
But the way you said it, if you see a dog, you got to kill it. Well, what if you see a dog in a car?
Well, it's like it's your instinct. So like every time you see it, you either crave to fuck it or to kill it.
Oh.
Every single one.
Crave kill it. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm gonna kill it.
Like, I don't
need to explain it. I don't want to fuck dogs.
Yeah.
Like, people fuck dogs. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Not even just dogs. Like, I heard my manager sucked a dog's dick.
Shut the fuck
I
up.
I heard it. I don't know if it's true.
Oh, fucking spill the tea.
I think I'm gonna take that off.
What
of
the fuck?
Pod.
She's a dirty whore, though. Like,
should I keep that on here? She's, well, they don't know where you were.
Yeah, don't fuck that dumb bitch. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
She's just out here sucking dog dicks?
No, she was actually. You want to hear something wild, actually? Yeah. So at my job. So she was like fucking everybody at my job.
That's
what.
When you work at a restaurant, everybody fucks.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
But she got, you know, like cuffed to this guy. They had kids. They got married. And she
before,
started
after,
cheating on him.
Okay. With the dog?
I don't know when the dog specifically happened.
The dog
know?
Was in place.
It was probably, I would assume, after the marriage.
Probably. That's a low. It's a
she
low.
She did turn into a, she's freaky. Mm-hmm. But then she fucked the owner of our job, got pregnant, has his baby now.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, this girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I know her well.
She secured that check.
Wow. Yeah. She got the bag.
Yeah. I thought you made your other job.
But
okay.
So, and now the guy, like, he quit. She had a baby with him. And now, for some reason, he's back working with us.
Oh.
Mm. So, it's like a whole big baby, ex-baby. It's like a weird
thing. Oh, that sounds very weird.
Yeah, oh, but then somebody told me that she like sucked a dog's dick. I don't know how, when. I should try. I'll come back.
Get some dudes. Yeah, we need to know.
Yeah, she once told me too that she like shared a double sided dildo with her brother's like wife, or like her brother's wife's like sister. It's like weird because
that
like,
is some family. Weird shit. Yeah,
so, like so that's the kind of stuff that she's into. So. Doesn't seem far-fetched.
No. I need to know, was the dog in Missionary? Was she laying down? The dog came from above?
You'd have to imagine was the dog's back, right?
The dog legs are facing this way, and she's facing that way. Yeah, and it's like, right? Loose, right?
The dog's laying on its side, so yeah, she like creeps
in from the other side.
I see it.
You gotta find out.
Yeah, I'll come back with the deeds.
A smart 69 idea?
Yeah.
Put some peanut butter on your junk and then go to them?
I heard that's a thing.
That's fucked.
Like, girls put, like, peanut butter on their pussy.
That's fucked, yeah.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs. I've heard dudes doing that back in, like, the early 2000s.
That's definitely some fucking weird shit. I don't know.
Man. Oh, yeah.
I want to say that's some girl shit, but I know there's some weird fucking guys, too. So
oh, yeah.
The guy that fucking got the horse. Like, what was it? Like, one guy, two horses.
Oh, God.
Dude.
Didn't he die?
I think so.
We talked about this.
A woman died, too. Yeah, we did talk about this.
Big ass horse thing.
Yeah, giant.
You see the video?
Yeah.
It's kind of exciting.
It, like,
And then, like, he starts, like, throwing up.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, yeah. I didn't watch it too deep.
It's so funny.
I just watched it go all the way in. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Shut it off, and I was like, that was wild.
I know.
That's gross. That literally pushes all your organs aside. That's disgusting.
That's fucked.
It separates them. It was just so long.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. Whatever, dude.
We don't have to get serious, but do you guys have any opinion on Dr. Seuss being canceled?
I don't give a shit.
Pepe Le Pew.
I think it's ridiculous.
It is fucking stupid.
It is ridiculous. Like, people are so sensitive nowadays. Like, it really doesn't affect my life, but it's like, come on. Like, everything offends everyone.
I'm not a fan of cancel culture. Unfortunately, though, in a lot of cases, it's like the only solution. You know, somebody really fucks up, like Chris D'Elia, cancel that motherfucker. Yeah. Even though I don't know, maybe it was touching on the kids, who knows. But
I do think, I agree, cancel culture is the stupidest thing in the world. Someone said cancel culture is literally the girls that told on people, but the teachers didn't believe them. Now they have a voice, so they're like...
Kind of, yeah.
I don't know.
Do you hear about like all the girls come saying that they're like, abused by him?
Wasn't that his brother?
The ex-mayor?
No, Cuomo.
Cuomo?
Yeah, I think it's his brother though, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
It's like the guy that they like made, like they like cut all his restrictions from COVID decisions and stuff like that.
It's
like the
guy. So it's actually Cuomo? I thought it was like his brother that was being accused.
I think it's him. Cuomo's kinda cool. It's him. Like, and then like somebody asked him to resign and he's not doing it.
If you've seen the shit that's come out, dude, he's a fucking creep.
Yeah, but now all these girls are like, but I don't know, because it's like now that everybody's trying to get him like to resign, it's like now you want to come out and say it. Like,
but
why didn't you say it forever ago?
Did you see any of the videos or the picture? Dude, he was holding this like 12-year-old girl's face like kind of tight. And like she said in the art, she's like, all I did was just walk up to him and say thanks for doing this. And then he's like, thank you very much. And like did some creepy like.
Yeah, that's strange.
And like she said she did tell people and it was like brushed under the rug. So
I mean,
I feel like they might have said something, but since he's a political, you know.
Usually how it goes.
Yeah, we don't have to stay on the serious shit though. Fuck cancel culture. Cancel my.
Back to like. Oh wait, were Dick. You
gonna
say something?
No, I'm not saying shit.
Dude, yeah,
it's like
go
completely
ahead.
Random. It's just like one thing. It was like back to like the poop thing. I was told that like I don't know if it's true because I never like think about to do it, but like I was told that every time I don't know, I heard a guy like they shit their nipples get hard. I don't know if that's true.
Wow.
You guys ever wanna
think that happens to me?
I don't know if I check.
Yeah.
I got nips for days though. I mean, you can probably see my nips through
my
sweater.
Like, always hard.
Always. I mean, I came out of the womb and I'm one of those fucking guys, you know? And dude, oh my God. I'm going to oust myself. Are you guys ready for this?
Okay.
In high school, they used to blame me about my hard nips because I used to wear a shirt and a polo and they'd still be poking through.
Yeah.
So, dude.
I had an extremely similar experience in high school.
At one point,
I swear to God, we did know each other at some point.
Huh?
Did you have like a nickname?
It was Penguin. Unrelated, though. I was bullied.
What?
It was unrelated. It's not about the nipples. That was Penguin. But anyways.
Sorry, I didn't expect you to just say Penguin after.
Yeah, whatever. I used to put, for like maybe 3 or 4 months, I put Band-Aids on my nipples.
Yeah, no. I did the exact same thing.
They were so it wasn't fucking, that long. And then I started getting called out like, dude, you got Band-Aids? And I was like, all right, yeah. I'm not winning. I'm not doing it at all. I'm done, you know?
That is really weird. You had that same experience. Sad.
Hey, kids are fucked. I mean, it is what it is. Build character. I'm dope as shit now, you know?
Well, the thing is, I would fight people, though, that would, like, say that shit to my face.
I used to fight people in middle school. High school, I just started to be like, who cares?
That is true. High school, a lot of the kids would just fuck me up. I didn't even get a chance to fight.
I don't like fighting, man. I've been in too many fights.
Well, there were a lot of fighters in my high school.
Were there?
Yeah.
Mine, too.
Yeah.
Mine, too.
Hard nipples.
I was never a fighter.
Fighting sucks. I hate that shit.
I would picture you to be a fighter.
Me, honestly, I've tried to fight people.
Fuck somebody up,
I've
dude.
Tried to fight people. I hit one girl. I hit her. She didn't hit me back, and that was like the end of it. I've like tried to fight people, but nobody's ever like wanted to like actually fight.
Yeah.
So it's it is what it is. Honestly, I really think I would. Like, yeah. I don't want to hype myself up, but yeah. I think
you
I
have
would.
That.
I feel like I would just get so angry. Like, I just get so lost in the moment.
I don't know.
Like,
if it's
I wouldn't
even
stop.
Anger.
Like, I don't, like, I hate losing. Like,
I think you have, it's
people.
Conviction. I think that's what it is. I don't know how else to word it. There's, like, a conviction about you that I feel like if someone was saying something to you and like, talking shit to you, like, and you're talking shit back to them, you're, like, 6'2" in that argument. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is
like,
weird because I am so small. But, yeah, like, people, for some reason, like, are, like, pretty intimidated by me, I guess. Yeah. Which I don't understand, but... take it.
Girls are scary, man.
They are.
I don't fuck with girls. They're
fucking
bad.
Terrifying.
Nah,
dude.
Yeah. I've had girls get mad at me and I'm be like, I'm sorry, I'm backing off.
Don't know what I hate or like I don't hate. I don't like fighting with them as gay men. Though they are the worst because they will try to fight. I think the most people I fight with, like I've fought with are gay people and they have tried to fight me. Like those are the only people that I would not fight because it's like you're like a 6'3" like big gay man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're, and I know you're gonna.
I have seen gay men like go off on.
Yeah,
they
do not hesitate to hit women.
On girls.
There's some kind of there's a freedom to that though. God bless those guys. You know what I mean? Just being like, I'm gonna smack the shit out of this bitch. She keeps on talking shit.
But it's like,
you know?
Yeah.
Like I can't. I don't even have that in my mind. I wish it could be the grocery store. Like, bitch, keep on talking to me.
Right.
And I'm gonna smack the shit out of you. Right. And she's like, and he'll do it. So I'm gonna stop. You know.
I don't know if it's a good thing, but I feel like I've gotten along with every single gay person I've ever met.
No, like, I love gay people. I usually start off good with them, but...
Well, I feel like it's different for girls, though.
Oh, God.
What about you, Ruben?
It's just something about dick, man. Yeah. It fucks you up.
Right?
Gets you all twisted in the head.
Yeah.
You like a little bit of dick.
It took a turn.
It's like meth. Not even once. Cock? Not even once.
Not even once.
Okay, good. There's an aggression that comes.
Oh, God. This is such a good conversation since Haley's here. I don't know if we should do this now, like, though.
Come on.
Well, I don't know. Do you guys want to take a break or anything?
No, we'll go
off for a long time.
I'm good.
Do you guys do breaks? Is that like a thing?
Well, yeah, we take pauses.
I'm totally down for like a smoke break at one point, but...
I get weird after I smoke.
Really?
You could definitely check. You
all right, we'll wait until the hour mark then.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I think after that, anyways.
How long did you guys do this for?
I mean, last week we went for a little over 2 hours. I had to cut a lot out, though.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Intriguing. Yeah, you know,
wait, not a little under 2 hours. I still had to cut a lot out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the longer the better because half the shit I can upload to Patreon, too. I guess we can do so. I have two games I'm going to do this podcast, but I think we should do those maybe on the second half. Living with roommates, significant others. So,
are you gonna talk shit? Is that why you didn't want us here?
No, but I have I've had a lot of experiences with this. I've been out of my parents' house since I was 16. I've lived with fucking Jake multiple times. I've lived in a house with 5 people. I've lived with lots of different girlfriends. I say that it's only three different girlfriends. I don't know why I made it sound like it was so much, but boy, I've had some issues. Anything come to the top of your mind?
Dude, I'm moving out of an apartment right now that I lived with 3 other people at all times. And being the cleanest person out of all of them is the hardest thing. Me too, man.
I
get home from work, and dude, when I see those fucking dishes in the sink, and I go, that's a full dish of sink of dishes, and none of them are mine. And I know they're not going to get done unless I fucking do them.
Right.
Bruh.
Yeah.
I hate living with other people. They suck.
Yeah.
You can put it like that. Anybody. My family, my ex-girlfriend sucked.
So I was going to say, so when you lived with your ex-girlfriend, were there like special
ass
because things even, that you couldn't do ass, or
ass,
could do?
Ass. Because I'm clean, she wasn't.
Okay. So, like, what would you guys fight about most commonly?
See, and that's the thing is, I never got to that point where I got so upset I would fight about it. I would just clean up the mess.
Damn.
That's me. I'm the guy that I'm like, if I want something done right, I'm going to do it myself. That's me.
Yeah, so but I would just clean up. I could get pushed to a certain limit. That's what I'll say.
That's the thing. It's like she would never clean up to the way I wanted her to clean up. So I was like, I'm just going to do it. And I'm never going
to
bring it up.
Did I totally feel that? It's like, if I want something done, I might as well just do it myself. Because I know if I ask somebody to do it, they're not going to do it.
It's just, that frustration that you feel about them not doing it is going to become worse if you have that argument.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to just get out while I'm -2 instead of -6.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You feel me?
Well,
I just smoked a little weed. That's +2 right there, baby.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
I guess you might not be the right person to ask that then. So, and I know I do want to ask you that question as well, Haley. But I will say one of the things I fought the most of was... I guess I did pick up everything afterwards. I'm trying to think.
You definitely did.
You definitely did, bro.
The person to do it.
You definitely did.
John was always cleaning up the messes. And I always felt bad about it. You just did it. Jake's just really lazy.
Oh, I'm not even thinking of then. That's nothing compared to who.
I'm like,
thinking
wow,
of previous
really
years.
Calling us out right now.
No. I'm
for
thinking
context,
of previous
before
years.
We continue, Jake is Haley's boyfriend.
Yes.
And that Jake is also John's ex-roommate from like a million times.
Yeah. He was on, I was going to say, he's been on my channel for years now. We had the Dickie show. We got Bar Pong. We had all those things. Mm-hmm. Out.
I love you, baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is going to be very obvious what I'm talking about. I lived with her and her sibling and her sibling's boyfriend. And I fucking hated it.
Yeah, I bet.
Cleaning,
sibling, bad sibling, boyfriend, ugh, worse.
Cleaning was always, if I didn't do it, it would get put on to my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to put her through that shit.
Ex-girlfriend.
At the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it. So it got to a point where I would say shit. Okay, got better. Well, then this sibling, they had another sibling that came in and also had to move in.
Oh, no.
And he wasn't under the best life condition. Had some pretty traumatic things in that apartment, but boy, did he not, he didn't clean anything. The whole living room was basically like this room would be his and
trashed.
The entire thing.
Trashed.
You couldn't walk through it to the other
by
side.
By bags, of the room. Cans.
Everywhere. And
dirty plates.
Now this is my ex's sibling, so I can't fucking rah. Oh no, I did, but I can't go extra.
Yeah, I know.
Now, whose apartment was it?
Well, four of our names were on the lease.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we all had like equal say.
Yeah.
But no one else said fucking anything. I'm always the one person that will actually confront people. So I'm like, yo. Like, what the fuck? And then eventually it'd be like, stop yelling at him. I'm like, you fucking yell at him then. Like, Jesus.
And the thing is, you'll yell at them and it's not going to change long term.
Yeah.
It might change for like a day, two, but that's it.
Well, Haley, what do you and Jake fight about the most?
Oh my God.
Fight about the most?
Not like just like living with like.
Like living with each other? Like,
right,
like, like towards that.
Dishes, laundry, like something like.
Like cleaning.
Cleaning?
Like.
Yeah.
I would say
I
like,
do see a lot of beers every time
always.
I go there.
It's just like always. It's just like the little thing. It's like the little things. Like when we first moved in there, the biggest problem was him paying the bills on time. Like he would just never. He would just like push it off.
Oh,
push it off.
No.
And I'm like, you have to pay the bill. Like, you have to pay. And he's just like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah,
and it's like, you can't do that because like that's just not right.
I feel like that's just Jake's character though, because I did that
he's
same
just,
shit with
he's
him
just very
at the fairways
like,
and
nonchalant.
Everywhere else
whatever.
I lived with him, I'd be like, yo.
You were at the fairways?
2 days. Yeah, I lived there for.
I was looking there. There
I lived there for 2 years with Jake a few years ago.
Yeah.
It was fucked up.
It sucks there?
Oh, no. It was amazing. But we were fucked up. We were broke as fuck. I don't even know how we got that place. Like,
yeah.
It was. We shouldn't have been able to get that apartment type of thing.
Yeah,
But yeah, he did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I would pay bills, and I'd just have him pay me because he wouldn't,
Yeah, that's, like, how it is.
Right.
It's just, like, That was like probably the biggest
thing. And I don't want to talk shit about you, Jake. I love you.
No, yeah, I'm not talking shit about you.
Fucking Jake.
Like, strictly for the podcast.
You need to clean where you need to help me. Like with Jake, for instance, like I'll try to have him do something and it's like, I push him out of the way and I'm like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to do it.
Okay.
Like,
now,
like if we do the, like if I tell him to fold the laundry and we fold the laundry, he'll fold like, it'll take him 10 minutes to fold one thing. Yeah. And it's like not even folded good. And it's like, just go away. Like, I'd rather just do it myself.
Yeah. So, all right. Maybe.
That kind of sounds like what you said, kind of like on that same.
Literally. Get the fuck out of here. I'll do it. All right, so maybe, just maybe, and just hear me out. What if he doesn't know how to clean his own way?
We've been there. We've talked about
it. Tried?
Like we
and I don't want to get
we're very well with communicating.
Okay, yeah. Good. I was going to say, I don't want to get into your guys' like relationship, especially without him
being he doesn't talk a lot.
I'm not
talking about him. Yeah, like he doesn't really talk a lot, but like, and usually I don't, but we've been together for like almost 2 years now. So it's like, if it's going to work, like we have to communicate. So like, I've realized that. So I'm very vocal.
Yeah.
And I like explain things and he kind of, he's really good with like listening and like taking action in
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He's just like,
it is. Trust me. I've known Jake for a long time and it's rare that me and him have some real deep conversations. Yeah. So
he likes to stay away from those.
Yeah. He doesn't talk.
Well, we both are kind of like that, but I've just, I mean, the past like 3-4 years, I've just learned to kind of spill everything out and it probably didn't work the way that's I wanted it to, but I have a podcast.
That's so interesting how that works. Yeah. I will have a conversation every day. Like
So now I'm an open book. I'd prefer But I was never like this, though.
It takes time.
It takes
time. So, like, all right.
I want to follow up with you. So I'm going to play devil's advocate. What do you think you don't do that he wishes you would do
better? Oh, good one. I mean, I definitely don't clean. Okay, so this is like I clean, but I don't, I'm not very good with cleaning up right after myself.
Okay.
So it's like, if we, like for instance, like we just had sex today.
Wait, wouldn't he just say that same excuse to you then?
Yeah, but like I, like when we clean, like I'll wake up and like I'll be the person that wakes up and looks around the house and goes, we need to clean. Like,
okay.
Same.
Okay.
Like, same. Like, in the morning.
And then I'll do it and then I think he'll feel bad for me doing it. So then he walks in and like, throws like his beer cans away or like he'll try. Like he'll like, he's usually really good with like if I clean, like he'll like, he loves to spick and span the counters. Like, so if I clean it, like he'll do things like that. But it's like I have to take the initiative. Yeah. So, but like for instance, like we had subs before we went to work. Then, like, he probably threw his away, but, like, mine's still definitely on the counter. Like, wide open and unwrapped. But, tonight, like, I'll go and I'll do it. Okay. But, like, maybe, like, that's what he'll say. I definitely love to, like, I love having our own apartment because, like, I never had one before. So, it's, like, I walk in the door, my pants come off. Like, I carry them. I just push them here. So, it's, like.
Right to underwear,
but,
dude.
Yeah, like, I just take everything off. So, it's, like, I definitely will leave my clothes, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
But I don't think anything really, like, bothers him.
That is probably true, too.
Like, I don't think anything really, like, gets to him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's a good question.
So, yeah, I just wanted to throw it out there. Yeah. Just to...
For anybody, I mean, this is such an important thing that I think not many people talk, and nobody really talks about. You kind of had to, you got to know how to get yourself in the mood to clean, too. Because
no one
No one is like, fuck you, I'm going to clean when I get home. I'm going to bang that shit out, motherfucker. No. You go like, damn, this motherfucker's dirty. It'd be so nice to wake up to a clean house tomorrow.
Exactly.
Let's throw on some music.
Yeah.
Let's smoke a bowl.
Yeah.
And let's get cleaning.
Exactly. I have to, if I'm cleaning, I have to get high before I do.
Damn.
I'll put the music on and I'll just sit there.
I'm the exact same way.
Yeah.
It depends for me. Sometimes I'm like, I'll smoke before and then bang it out. Or sometimes I'll be like, I'm gonna roll a joint and save it for after. Like a reward.
Okay.
Like I can't wait to finish and then I'll veg out.
I use booze for that. I'll do a bunch of shit. I'll be productive. I'll fucking clean this entire place and then I'll just sit down with a glass of whiskey.
See, that's nice.
Yeah.
Like when I, like sometimes like I'll not be in the mood to clean, but when I smoke, it's like I can't be in a dirty room.
Right.
Like I'll look around and be like, I can't do this. Like I can't. So like I'll take a dab and I'll be like, why the fuck is there all this shit over here? And then I'll start cleaning. But the worst is when like I tried to clean my closet the other day because it was a fucking mess. Put on my music. I smoked.
Yeah.
My method of cleaning is I take everything off the shelves.
Rebuild.
I throw everything in the middle of the floor. I put it all in a pile.
Same.
And then I separate it out.
Yes. Bro. Throw out the trash, which is like, why the fuck do I still have this?
Exactly. Yeah. Throw out the trash and get rid of the clothes and then you start to do things. But I fucked up. I was like, started to burn out. I put everything in the middle of the floor. I lost all my motivation.
Oh, no.
It was like 3 days. Everything just sat all over our floor because I could not get motivated.
You get that motivation back. You're like, all right, let's do it again.
Yeah. And now it's nice and clean, and I'm so happy I did it.
It does depend on the week.
Let me know my room. lately for the past week has been smelling really bad. Like I get in, it just smells like
trash. You've rubbed the floors?
Well, maybe. That's what I'm kind of getting into. Well, Pete. So, so I get home the other night. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to clean. So I tear apart my room. I mean, I move the bed. I move the couch. I move everything. I dust. I sweep. I vacuum. Put everything back. It still fucking smells.
Yeah.
It still smells. That's the worst.
Yeah, no, that is the worst.
I would kind of think.
I left my AC in the corner of the room for like a couple weeks.
That will do
it. I think that's what it was.
That will fucking do it.
I think that's what it is.
Dude, my room smelled like shit at my parents' house because of that AC.
Really?
It smelled like, well, there might have been mold in it too, but.
But that's why it smells bad. Yeah,
that's 100%. Dude, I was going to say, so cardboard bad. Will do that too. If you leave like cardboard out for too long, mm-hmm. especially the thick boxes, it will get moldy.
Ew. It'll get rancid, really?
Yeah, it will smell wicked bad. So
really?
Throw no, that I've shit noticed out. That too, like, because at work we have like all the pizza boxes. Yeah. They sit in a corner for too long and we use them. Like, they're musty smelling. Right. Like, we even have people call back and be like, your box, like, these smells musty. Yeah. Like,
it smells like it got rained on.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. That's the worst. I hate bad smells, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
So I'll get home, I'll open the window wide open, throw a candle on, fan on.
Facts. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think every single day I get home, I throw the candle on. That's like my
first. I love
never
it.
Have too many candles.
I did. Yeah. I. Candle, like, saved my life. Yeah. I love that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never was on a candle vibe. I was never on an incense.
You know that calms you down. I was hope so.
On an incense.
Jesus. Okay?
And an incense. But, dude, I got, and I found, like, a nice, good candle.
That's
like,
all it better. Takes.
All
a
it
nice,
ta-
potent candle.
A little bit of weed. Nighttime. Right. I got the LEDs. So, put the LEDs nice and dim. Get a candle.
Nice and dim.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That
I'm
does
serenading
really nice.
Myself.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. So living with people sucks. I love having my own place. Just going to wrap that up there. I literally get home. I get fucking naked. Sometimes I even take my boxers off or my fucking briefs.
Let it hang.
Why not? I have made the mistake of cooking a few times naked.
Oh, no, that's not good. No.
Not completely, but like in boxers, and boy.
No,
so you fun. Like being in boxers. Do you like being in boxers? Like you'll just casually, like, all right, how do you guys sleep?
I sleep, all right.
Normally naked.
Fucking great question.
How do you guys sleep?
Yeah. All right, I'll sleep in boxers and socks and nothing else.
Okay.
But if I'm walking around the house, I got shorts, t-shirt, socks, and all right. boxers, obviously. All
right, what about you?
So it depends on the weather, I guess. When it's like winter, it's just boxers and a t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
nothing else.
Really?
Summer, it's just boxers. A lot of the time, it's just ass naked.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's normal for guys to sleep in the boxers. One here's something that pisses me off. Jake sleeps in sweatpants and a hoodie.
I
have seen him do that.
Every you need more single time. No, we have like the perfect fuzzy softest.
They do
blanket.
Have a thick ass.
We
blanket.
Have so many blankets.
Yeah.
Always wants to, and he radiates so much body heat.
Oh, he's an oven too.
Ridiculous.
So that kid, he wears like four fucking hoodies
always.
And jackets.
He wears a sweatshirt,
and shit, like,
a hoodie, and then oh my god.
Does he strip in the middle of the night?
No. No, I ask him all the time, can you please take off your shirt? Or, like, just please, like, sleep in your boxers. And he hates it. He never does it.
Dude.
Isn't that, it's so sad. Like, he always wants to.
So you can't cuddle
be,
with him because he's fucking.
He's too hot. And then he has the sweatshirt on. And then the, so it's like, we can't even, like, rub legs.
Yeah.
Well,
it's tragic.
That's one thing I actually kind of, I guess, maybe just because I got hairy ass legs. But sometimes I'll, like, barely like have my legs touch like a girl's legs when I'm laying next to them if I'm like what? Naked or something.
I love that shit. I love that shit on them.
Like crickets
dude,
over
it
there.
Kind of like will like jar me from it, sleeping though. So no. like I'll be dead asleep. Well, I am a really light sleeper.
Okay, then
that probably
that.
Has a lot to do with
yeah,
it.
You're yeah, you're sleeping all fucked up, dude.
Dude, I yeah,
that's
I told
crazy.
You, parasomniac. Yeah, it's fucked up shit. But. Yeah. So, how do you sleep?
I sleep usually just like sometimes I'll just sleep in a t-shirt and like underwear.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's just like underwear.
I feel like
yeah.
I always like to sleep with a bra on, though. I know a lot of girls don't
you
do that.
You sleep with a bra?
Yeah, I really don't.
That's
like.
That's weird.
I feel like I'm going to get saggy boobs if I don't wear a bra.
Well, I don't know if I should ask. My exes had their nipples pierced, so they had to sleep with bras on sometimes.
No, I don't like. I'm not into nipple
Why,
piercings.
Why? Does it get like caught on the blankets and shit?
Yeah, well, yeah. Our sheet was kind of like fucked up, so it got caught all the time. So
I've never heard of that. I thought that was universal thing. I guess it makes sense.
No, sometimes a lot of the times I'll wake up and like my earrings, because of the material our pillows and blanket is, like my earring will get like yanked out, and like I'll wake up to like a missing earring and I have to fucking find it.
Oh, I yeah, happens to me all the time too. Even though
or
yeah,
like sometimes
one,
it'll even get caught in my nose ring because mm-hmm. it's not completely closed. That mm-hmm. sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we should take a brief pause because I'm going to have some games when we come back.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll smoke a little bit more. We'll throw it on and we'll spit.
Yeah, it's crazy how you can do that. I have to be dead
sober. I have to be high. I could go right now, but I know it's not going to.
You can just do it like quiet right now.
Just quiet. Just
do your own thing.
Is it just that quiet, you mean?
No, I'm saying like no sound.
Oh, okay. Acapella, yeah.
Like acapella. Straight spit.
Yeah.
The funniest way to come back into the
facts, episode. Dude. Oh, is this on? Are we going?
We're on. This is live.
We're going? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Not live, but the mics are hot.
I can't bring my freestyling.
John.
Jesus Christ. I pushed start on that.
I'm red. That's red. We're good. We're good.
Yeah, we should have been good.
Word.
All right, should I jump into my game? I'll jump into my game.
Jump into it, homeboy. What do we got?
All right. I think since we just got back from our break, we can do something interesting to start.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of words.
We're all going to read some of this.
Oh, no.
But it's not going to be...
I'm so high.
We're not...
Can I say that?
Yeah, I don't know. Facts.
Do you want that to be public?
Yeah, no, okay. Of course.
This is going to be specific. Each of us is going to do this to each other.
Okay.
I'm going to start with you, Ruben. The idea of the game, they're rapid-fire questions. Answer them as fast as you can without thinking. And don't worry, I have 250.
Oh my God.
If you could buy any type of food right now, what would you buy?
Rice.
What color is your toothbrush?
Red.
If you could be any animal, what would it be and why?
A giraffe, and they're cool.
I think
they're cute as shit.
Okay, what is one of the things you would put in your bucket list?
Skydiving.
Who is your favorite superhero and why?
Luffy. He's the best.
That's who the anime. Fuck is Luffy?
Anime. Okay. Move past it.
All right. Where am I? Who do you admire the most?
Myself.
What is your favorite summer activity?
Playing basketball.
If a movie was made of your life, what genre would it be and who would play you?
Comedy and Kevin James.
Wow. You're on top of this. If you could be any flavor of ice cream, what ice cream flavor would you be and why?
I'd be blueberry because it has a nice color.
Who is your favorite cartoon character and why?
SpongeBob. It's just OG.
Okay. That was pretty fucking solid. You answered those really quickly. That was fucking... Do we want to go back to any of those? You said a giraffe because they're cool. Is that really the animal?
Yeah, what was it? There's backstory to this one, so you picked a good one to come back to.
Okay. We're each going to read like 10 of these to each other.
A couple years ago, I went to a Walmart and I saw this stuffed giraffe. And it was like fucking 5 feet tall. It's big. And I was like, that shit's awesome. And I couldn't afford it.
Oh.
And I never bought it.
That's sad.
And I still want it.
You just like admire
But I've it. Never found it again. Dude, it was it's just like a giraffe.
Why don't you look that up online? It'd be cooler to like walk into it. It'd be cooler to
walk in. It's like, that's the just experience. Stumbling that's upon a novelty it, right? I built for myself.
It's like falling in love.
Exactly.
Just stumble across it. Just stumble into it. You know?
So, dude, I want it so bad. It's a giraffe. But it's like $100. But it's like a real, like, cool giraffe.
Like a tall fucking...
Yeah, and like, I just want to have it like in the corner of my room. I think that's dope. Like, hey, why do you got a giraffe? Like,
yeah.
You want to hang out with him?
That's cool.
You can like beat him up or...
Yeah. All right, who wants to read the next 10?
You want to go?
I guess we should just go in a circle. I'm a little nervous.
Nice,
so
nice.
Read from 11, 20s on the other one. I haven't read any of them. So if you want to ask me, ask Ruben, however you want to do it.
Well, no, this is for you. Him, I just so. Me?
All right. No, he just asked you, so I'm going
to say, yeah.
Sorry.
Justin,
sorry. All right. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
Oh, Egypt, because it's warm and looks cool.
All right. What is your dream job?
Being a rapper.
Are you a morning or a night person?
Night.
What is your favorite hobby?
Rapping.
What is one thing that annoys you the most?
Fuck. I don't know. Stepping on my toe.
That's a good one. What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Ooh, mold on bread.
Oh.
What is your favorite thing about someone in your family?
It's
nothing. A good question.
None of the above.
The favorite thing? The yeah. favorite
what is,
thing?
What is yes. your favorite thing about someone in your family?
My dad... holds everything together really well.
What is one of the weird quirks?
I have to fall asleep listening to Beethoven.
Describe yourself in three words.
Very big dick. Should I do something else?
No, that's it.
That was funny.
If you could trade lives with anyone for a day, who would it be and why?
Ooh. For a day. I would do the Dr. Ken Jeong. That's his name, right? The Asian actor that's in The Hangover. He's actually a doctor.
Oh, the Asian guy from The Hangover.
Yeah. Because he's a legitimate medical doctor and he lives a fucking cool-ass life.
Word. All right. If you could talk in your sleep, what would you say?
Help.
Do you want me to keep going?
That's 10, right?
Is that 10?
I did 11.
Okay, yeah. I guess, yeah, whatever it is, yeah.
Are you ready?
Should we not circle really. Back?
That was
good?
Cool, yeah. We're
good?
I kind of want to, let's go back
I'm
to
I'm nervous that I'm going
to
take too long.
So, you said two of them back to back. What's your dream job, being a rapper? What's your favorite hobby?
Rapping. I like making beats more than I like rapping. I think just rapping was fresh in my mind, but I do like making beats a little more than I like rapping. Yeah.
I can see that. That makes sense. Very big dick? Question mark?
Yeah. I don't for some reason I just thought of three words. I was like, that would be pretty funny if I said that and then just All right, the brutal exclusive.
The brutal view. what is it? Patreon exclusive.
Maybe Patreon content. I'm not pulling my dick
bucks
out.
Pay-per-view. No.
If we reach 10 patrons, maybe I'll take my dick out.
You guys said you were going to be naked on one of the other podcasts.
Mm-hmm. I'll still do it, but.
Yeah, was that the 50th episode?
You haven't told me to come naked, though.
Whoa. That's a whole different.
That is a whole
different. That's the one that's hot.
That's.
So I don't have to worry about like being cool. I hate being cool. All right. Ready? It's your turn, Haley.
All right. Yep.
I'm bad with names.
It's all right.
But I got on the first try, and that's
good. All
right, we're gonna start with the one that you started off with. That's okay. If you could talk in your sleep, what would you say?
I wouldn't say. I don't know.
What is the first thing you would do when you get up in the morning? What is the first thing you do when you get up in the morning?
I pee.
What is your favorite movie quote?
I don't have one.
What is your favorite joke?
I don't know.
These are hard ones.
Yeah, I don't really have a favorite joke.
What would you do on Mars for fun?
What?
On Mars for fun? Mm-hmm. There's no gravity, right? So I'd just bounce around.
There's gravity.
Is there?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the same as Earth, but there's something like...
Very similar.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well...
She's getting the weirdest questions. Well, go to the next one.
All right. I'm probably just bad at this.
Hold on. Ruben, how would you answer that?
Masturbate.
On Mars.
Build rock snowmen.
Moving on.
If you could get yourself anything, what would you get?
If I could get myself anything, mm-hmm. what would I get? A nice big house.
Mm. What is the worst place you could get stuck? / Pornhub.
The worst place you could get stuck?
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you do with 15 minutes of fame?
15 minutes of fame?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Come on, hit us.
15 minutes of fame.
Would you bless your family or bless yourself?
I would bless my family.
All right, then there you go. Where would you go if you were invisible?
Where would I go?
Ooh. Would you do naughty shit or would you do good shit? Basically, this question is that. You do bad stuff?
Yeah.
You steal shit?
Yeah, I'm
100%. Okay, I'm glad.
All right, I'm all done with these questions.
One more. This is the worst question in the world. I'm going to ask it because it's so ridiculous. What is your favorite flavor of Birdie Bot's every flavored beans? That's a question.
That actually said
it's on. I did not make that shit up, dude. It's on there.
I printed this off a weird website, apparently. That's probably like an advertisement.
Probably.
What even are
Birdie
those?
Bot's better bits I don't know. And beans.
I just saw a thing that was like random questions to ask people. And
I thought too much. I'm like,
yeah, I thought it'd be really funny to do fucking.
No, you guys were great.
I'm
that's just me.
I was trying to say this earlier.
Ruben,
this
can I do a few more on you?
Hit me, bro. Hit me like, you can stop me in the middle of a sentence and hit me with one.
Describe the perfect kiss in three words.
Titties are out.
Okay. That's not bad. What is your biggest addiction? These are good ones. How many books have you read so far this year?
None.
When you dance, you look like what?
Hopefully good.
Who have you met that you wish you hadn't?
My ex, but it is what it is.
What is the thing you're most afraid of? You want me to keep that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dying.
Wow, Jesus, sure. That went dark.
That was real.
Okay. I hate dying. I hate thinking about dying.
What about you, Haley? What are you most afraid of?
Drowning.
Drowning, really? That was quick.
That's like my biggest fear, I feel like.
Yeah. Would you rather be on fire or drowning?
I guess on fire. I don't know. I guess on fire.
That's consistent. I feel that.
Drowning just sucks because I feel like, I don't know. I'm sure with fire you get to the point where it's like.
No, I mean fire.
Well, it burns your nerves off, but it it still hurts for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah, but drowning, suffocating, like I'd rather burn alive.
You just keep trying to gasp for air and you're just.
I've almost drowned before.
But
so
you drown, but the petrified. Thing is, you knock out quickly, dude.
I don't know.
Like, you're out. Drown? There's a point when you're just like. Full of water, oh, I'm no. down. Dude, you're just like,
there's that feeling I'm sure of you're suffocation.
I think you're down there.
But like you're that. The all right. The feeling of suffocation is 100% less than like burning.
Because you're
have
burn.
You guys ever seen a video of like man burning?
Yeah. I know, it's,
fucked up, dude.
Yeah, they're gonna feel, but it's they almost feel it the same for a thing long as drowning.
And everything you touch, your skin is ripping
like,
off.
I feel like it is almost the same
I'd
thing.
I'd rather be like tied to a pole and just
almost the
fire.
First 2 minutes, you're like screaming, you're fucking panicking, dying, and then you.
You're not in, dude, there's no way you're coherent for like over 2 minutes underwater. After a minute and a half, you're like, you pass out.
Were you already holding your breath or did you just go right in not holding your breath?
I mean, like that's usually how people drown, right? You're on a boat. It's 1830.
So you just like fall.
You're
okay.
Coming over because you're fucking.
Yeah, you know? I'd say 2 minutes is probably.
2 minutes, you're probably down. But probably 2 minutes of burning, you're feeling that, I think. Yeah. And you're still like, I'm on fire. And I can't
there is a point your nerves like burn off. You just go into shock, but I don't know when that.
I'd rather drown. I'd rather drown.
I would also burn though. I'd rather burn.
You'd rather burn.
10 out of 10 times.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Mm-mm.
That was dark.
I feel like Would You Rather would be a nice game.
Yeah, we did do a pretty big game of Would You Rather, mm-hmm. but unfortunately we don't have the good questions. We need to get one of those big books.
The good games.
Yeah. I do have my other game. It's going to be kind of silly, but I do have a bunch of topics too. Should we jump around a little bit?
Sure. Let's do it.
How are these nootropics treating you? You only took like one.
I took two.
Two.
The pills are ass.
Well, I don't think you. I don't know if you'd feel anything if just two pills.
Probably not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel exactly how I thought I would feel.
I'm not into that gimmick. How's it feel? You know what I mean?
Just. Coherent, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. You feel like more like.
No, it doesn't like increase anything. It just, like I said at work, like I said to Ruben earlier, when I was at work like 2 days ago, people were asking me these extremely difficult questions and I was just answering them correctly like within a second. And I was like, what the fuck? How did I know that?
That's strange.
Only thing I noticed, but I think I just knew the answer and I didn't second guess myself.
Yeah.
For some reason that helped with that.
So you take it before you go to work?
At occasion. I only tried it like 3 times now. Four, including today.
Just like a scoop?
Yep. One scoop in the coffee. Tastes like butthole, but it's...
Literally. Yeah. Tried it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not that bad, though. So you're not feeling the nootropics? They didn't do shit for you?
I figured they wouldn't, though. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah,
it's a supplement. You know, I'm not going to take vitamin C and be like, I feel so much fucking better.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck, I feel good, man.
How do you guys feel about gladiator tournaments? Do you wish they were still around?
That'd be awesome.
I wouldn't be a gladiator, but yeah, that'd be dope. I'd be like a manager for a gladiator for sure.
I think
probably
prisoners should be able to fight to the death for everyone's entertainment. And whoever the like free person is gets to walk free.
It's kind of fucked up.
I think depending on the crime. If someone murdered someone, I don't think they should be able to murder someone again to get out.
That is kind of weird, right? If you think about it. Like, if you murder this person, you can.
Yeah, you maybe can we have to think that again, but.
Boxing is pretty kick-ass. I don't know. I don't want to go too much farther than
I don't
boxing.
Really like watching boxing sometimes. It's, like, too intense. Like, it's, like, they really be, like, whacking on each other. It's like,
oh, yeah.
There was a guy that fought not too long ago. That he died a couple hours after boxing.
Yeah, I
can. Like, you know what? You 100% saw it. It was some Spanish guy.
Yeah.
And by the time he was like throwing up blood, straight up blood, dude. You know exactly what I'm talking about, Joe.
I do. I don't remember the name, but I do remember it being a pretty
fucked
big deal.
It was a huge deal. That's crazy. Football players, boxers, that's already pretty a bit much for me.
I don't. So you wouldn't go to pay to see like?
I don't watch fucking football.
They're
running into each other.
Definitely go to a show of two dudes with giant swords fucking.
No, that sounds sick.
I don't know, you know if what I mean? Want to see that, honestly. Like,
could you eat during it? Like, it's like a dinner date?
It's like a hockey game. It's just outdoors.
Imagine really watching somebody get sliced with a big knife and they're just going at each other like that.
Yeah. No, I feel like
just like a chunk of their arm falls off. And just like
they're just screaming on the fucking.
That's not how brutal. I actually read into this a little while ago. Most gladiator fights weren't that brutal.
Yeah.
Like they would injure each other and they'd be like, okay, the fight's over. Yeah. Because they don't want the guys to die.
Right.
They're athletes.
Yeah. They did have some like brutal ones.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Most of them weren't like anything like. I don't know though. I think if they had brutal ones and like it was like two for some reason really skilled gladiators, I guess, just fucking hacking it. I don't know. I'd watch it on TV at least.
No way. You can't watch that shit on TV. It has to be in person.
No,
it's not even airing on TV, dude. Hell no.
Yeah, they'd put it on like a Showtime for people that want to see murder.
No. It would be a traveling circus and they recruit people as they go. Okay. Right? So they go across the country and they go to shows in every big major city.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, 1,500 people shows, really exclusive tickets.
Yeah.
Well, I'm down. We should do this shit, man.
We should. Let's start it.
This is an idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gladiator tournaments.
Because you don't want every fucking asshole with $100 to come.
You know,
just fuck that.
There probably is some underground shit like that.
Not, well,
going on right
to
now.
To some extent.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You think people fight to the death nowadays?
I'm sure somewhere, yeah.
People
I'm
kill
sure
each other.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much, like, fucked up shit.
I mean, like, regulated,
there's
though.
Probably a group of people that do that. Yeah, why not? Yeah,
probably. Like there's like everything out there.
Mafia or something somewhere is just fucking in a basement, like, running a fight to the death ring.
Yeah.
That's probably happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why, like, why wouldn't it?
So, would you want to see one of that? Like, just beaten to the death? No weapons? Just fists?
I mean, I feel like it would be entertaining, but, like, personally, I don't know if I could really, like...
Probably would get pretty savage at the end
but
of it.
It would be... I feel like it'd be interesting.
Hear me out. What if we did a traveling orgy?
A what?
Traveling orgy. You know what? You heard what I said. You know exactly what I said. A traveling orgy circus. Dude, I got it. Just hear me out. All right? Hear me out. Same concept as a prisoner thing, but no one wants to watch people die. That shit sucks. They want to watch people fuck.
They do want to watch people
fuck. They want to watch people, and they want to watch groups of people fuck.
But they got to be hot people,
though. Yeah, but that's not true.
That's the... I'm getting there.
Okay.
Trust me, I'm getting there. Let me get there. All right. So, Pete, we're going to go around the country. We're going to recruit as you grow. Same concept, but we hold interviews. So there are a couple of people that they like, oh, I want to continue. I want to travel with you guys for a couple cities and fuck as we go. And like we hold interviews and we interview each other and be like, okay, we want this person in. And you got to pay in to get an interview. And only a select few get chosen.
Okay.
And then it's an arena and it's like 20 people, maybe 30 people. I don't know. Maybe sometimes even distribution. Sometimes there's a lot of dudes. Sometimes there's a lot of girls. Sometimes it's all dudes.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, Vancouver, that's what they want.
Isn't that a brothel?
We're recording it as porn. All right. And we're doing it in arenas. So people are going to come and watch. That's a business.
Okay.
Let's do it.
But it's a low-key business. It's not like an advertising.
No,
are you
guys going to
be a part of the business? Or are you just going
to
run the business?
We're running that shit. Oh, okay. I'm CEO.
I just wanted to make sure.
This is my idea. No one take this idea. I get very upset.
You want to hear a really good idea that I have?
Okay. Shoot,
and
spit.
I really think somebody should invest in it.
Spit.
Really?
Well, don't say anything you're not prepared for somebody to steal. Be it online or
you're
in
not,
this
you're
room.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
Go,
but no, I can't say it.
Hey,
I mean,
hey,
I'll
but,
say it.
But if you're never going to make it, let me have
I'll
it.
But
least.
This could
Dude,
be
maybe
used
it's
as
not. Maybe
evidence
ready,
that
it's,
she
it's
said
so
it first.
So stupid, sure. But ready? Scented lint rollers.
Like with essential oil so they leave shit
maybe,
residue?
Yeah, like a nice, because it's like when you're getting the hair off of you, why wouldn't you want to like leave like a nice little scent on it? Like a lavender, like...
Oils don't...
I don't know about oils.
But that's the only way. Otherwise, it'll go rancid. It'll go bad. Because it's not, like, in a container.
Yeah, you're right.
You
Unless
know what
you
I
have
mean?
To keep it in a container. Like, just put it in, like,
you
a little
You could keep
thing,
it in a tiny
little
container. Little
you could keep
cover.
It all... That's not bad. Like, I'm thinking...
What would you... How would you even
right?
use...
Right? Like, I'm
facts,
saying, right? Like, even, like, on yourself.
That's not a thing.
Or, like... I don't think... I think I looked it up, and I think...
We're
going
to end this conversation now?
I don't think it's, like, a... It's not, like, a big thing, though. Like, you can take something that... Even if it is...
I'll tell you right now.
But right, like, I don't know. I think it's a good idea.
That does sound like a good
like a
idea.
Like a cherry, like,
I feel like
a
though,
lemon scent.
That would probably conflict if...
It's a thing.
It's
a thing.
Is it?
A big
thing?
Yep. It's a big thing.
Is it big?
Is it actually it's a big thing?
It's a big thing.
Whatever.
It's not a huge thing. It's not like changing. But you know what? meme fucking with memes, you can do anything nowadays. You can make like a dumb video with like a scented lint roller on TikTok and blow up like that. There's only one product and it's Gain, and they do a scented lint roller. Other than that,
it's Gain. It's like Gain. The big so company.
I thought they have like not a lot of scent selections.
Otherwise, it's a lot of pets. They have a lot of scented pet rollers.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, but maybe something to use like on the person, like a nice lot of like scents. Like on, you could still, I don't know. I was thinking like furniture would be a good thing.
Like that.
Whatever, that was my idea.
If you had the,
I have a really great idea too, but I'm not going to say it because I actually might do something with it. I think it's really good too.
I know, I can't cut all this out. Should I cut all that out?
That's already
apparently it's a thing.
That's a thing already, so no one's reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Unless it turns into a big thing. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, next week I'm going to bring my bidet with me and I'm going to set it up for you, all right?
Okay.
What's that?
Shoot water into your butt.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Ew, wait, you can just like unattach it and attach it.
Yeah.
Don't give me a used one.
What the fuck?
It's not like it matters. It's just like the stream.
As long as you clean it, I keep my shit pretty clean.
That's weird that it's like and take it off and just like thought it was like a toilet.
I thought the same thing.
It goes underneath your toilet lid. So you unscrew the lid, you put an attachment underneath it. It doesn't even plug into the wall. You plug it into your sink and then put the lid over it and that's it. I turn a dial.
So where does the water squirt from?
So to change my life. My friend came over to my house today. He took a shit in my house and then he's like, dude, I gotta get up a day. That was crazy. I'm like, yeah, it's real shit. I had to be honest. I had an itchy asshole. I have an itchy asshole, bro. My butthole is itchy. Bad. Especially,
doesn't that mean you don't wipe good enough?
That's exactly for anybody. If your butthole itches, it's because you have bacteria in your ass because you don't wipe well enough. Not your fault. You can't control it because some asshole decided that we gotta wipe with dry paper. Let me ask you a question.
So why don't you just get baby wipes?
I did. I went through a baby wipe phase, and now I'm a bidet man.
Okay.
I evolved.
Okay.
But let me paint this is our picture. Fifth right. fucking episode no, talking I about up, bidets.
I am so big, and I gotta tell you about it, Haley. All right. Listen. Let me paint a picture for you.
All right.
I go to your house. You're like, you want a Coke? And I say, yeah. I would never say yeah. I'd never drink soda because I'm addicted to soda, so I would never do it. But you offer me a soda. I take it. I spill it on the ground. Hardwood, vinyl, it's everywhere. How do you clean that up? Do you get paper towels and just dry it off and be like, oh, that's clean?
No.
Obviously, no, right?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be sticky.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you do that with your own asshole?
Yeah, I guess.
Literally.
I don't know if that analogy.
It's the same because, dude, the stickiness is there because the dry can't get it all out. You need the wet. You need it.
Yeah, but like even if you spill something on your skin, what are you grabbing to get it off? A dry paper towel. Are you getting a wet one?
But we're porous, so it doesn't really do anything. So and you're gonna be sticky either way.
But hold on.
Spill soda,
you know, I'm pretty sure your butthole skin is the same as your lips.
It is.
It's like, what do you do? Yeah, no, it's like the same. Like, so.
Dude, I'm telling you, I had an itchy asshole in high school. It was fucked up.
Okay. I don't.
I played tennis.
I think that's just a wiping issue.
It's a people issue.
Yeah, but. I had that happen.
Is it just
to
like
me.
A not reaching issue?
Exactly.
Paper can only clean so much.
There's certain shit.
So what happened when
you
use the baby wipes? Problem solved?
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. Fine. When I use a baby wipes, problem solved. But the problem is, baby wipes are expensive.
Yeah.
And they're not good for sewage.
You're not supposed to flush them.
Not even if it says flushable, it's straight up a lie. Like, I don't know how it's legal because it's not flushable. But it's not good for the environment. So I'm like, I'm going to get a bidet. It changed my life.
Mm.
Real shit.
So what? Back to the question of where does it squirt the water from?
So that's where we started. My bad. So I do this every time. And nobody listens to this, but the one person that does, like, I'm tired of hearing about it.
I know that one person that's listened to the bidets 5 episodes.
Yeah, the one guy. Jesus. Like, what the fuck, dude? So there's a little stick that comes out. So it's literally a thing, right, under your seat, and there's a stick that comes out, and it's like maybe 5 inches, 4 inches, and it has a little hose at the end, so when you apply the water pressure, it pokes out. Like, it goes, and then this shoots into your ass.
I was gonna say, you don't, like, go to the bathroom on the stick, but that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It comes out, so that's why it's really short, so it doesn't get hit by anything, and then the long piece comes out and actually squirts the water. That's the piece
that
does it.
It's like a strong pressure?
So it depends on your water pressure at home. if your water pressure is light, you're not going to have
to. The water pressure here is gnarly. Yeah, but is
just rinsing your ass enough to really get all of it off?
Yeah. Bro,
just like a little rinse, all of it.
We
can't, we can't rehash this again. But you can't just like
look at this every time. We've had this exact same conversation so many times.
I'm so sorry.
I swear to God,
it's all right.
The name of the episode is Bidets.
I mean, if you want to talk about it
again,
if you want to talk about it, we can. Right, I just have to cut all this out. That's the gist of it. Because we have, I said this exact same argument. I was like, dude, there's no way it cleans all your ass with just water.
And the answer is it does.
Okay.
And we'll move on.
If you say so.
Don't cut it out. It's entertaining. It's entertaining.
All right. I can't believe we did. How has that the one thing that's come up so many times?
Because that's the big question. And the answer is yes. All right. Before we move on, I'll give you a testimonial. Don't take your word from me. Take your word from my friend that does not like bidets and use mine. I was like, I'm going to get one. He came over to me and he was like, bro, that shit is so good. When I wiped afterward, there was nothing on the paper.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I take gnarly shit, so I'll see. I'll believe it when I see
dude,
it.
Are you looking at me? I eat gnarly. Shit gnarly.
How do you feel about public execution? People getting hung.
Bring it back.
Huh?
Bring it back.
What?
Public execution.
Public execution.
I thought she meant like what we were just talking about.
I was like, you want to go back to it again?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. But yeah, you? No?
No. Hell no. No, no man.
What about people getting hung?
No. Nobody should be able to judge another man's life. To death, I think.
I think the victim should.
I don't think so.
You don't think that anybody has ever deserved the death penalty.
That's not what I think. I think that one person should not be in charge of another person's whether they live or not, because that's not our choice. I think.
But what if it was like a group decision to?
that's
that kind of makes it worse. I think
that makes it worse.
Yeah.
Because my thing is that I think there's a line that you shouldn't cross, and I think life and death, you're playing God at that point. Now, it's one thing if, like, you're born in, like, the 1300s, and you live in God knows where, and you're in the middle of a war, and you recruit, and you kill people.
Yeah, but you're going to veer off.
No, I'm saying, like, right now, like, somebody was to go and, like, murder, like, go into a house and, like, murder children, and, like,
yeah, I don't want to kill
family,
that
and, like, he's rape not gonna... them, and, like, do, like, the absolute worst to them. You don't think that person should...
His experience should be worse than death. Worth is a death is a cop-out. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, that's one of the things I was... Okay.
It's
so
a cop-out.
I feel like... Well, one, yeah, a group of people, I guess, can't decide it because then those group of people are going to be the ones that decide lives or dies at that
point. Exactly.
But on that other hand, though, if you, it's like, so a guy rapes a kid that was 10 years old, bashes the kid's head in after.
I'll beat his ass.
If that mother says that guy deserves to die, she has that right to say that. He raped and then killed her spawn. Right. She has that right. Mm-mm. So we'll always disagree there then.
I don't think,
I think prominently she has the right to decide if he can get hung or fucking, however, like, you know, if he's convicted, I'll say. If he's like, and the guy's like, I did it. The kid fucking deserved it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole fucking, like, they have proof. They know he did it.
Hello?
Anal? Yeah, we are always going to disagree on that then.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So you don't think at any reason someone should die from the death penalty?
I don't think anybody has the right to do it. I think there are situations in which it happens, but I don't think anybody has the right to do it.
Okay, what if the whole planet decides? What if we have all 7 billion
people
saying yes?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many people it is. My mom could tell me I'm wrong. And
so you think people that can deserve to die, but no one can do that to them?
Exactly. I think I could say
nature has
on your side on this. This is like ridiculous.
This is insane.
This is nonsense.
What? No, no, no. Listen.
Okay, I don't want to take this route, but dude, someone murders your family.
You think they should get the worst? So you think they should? So what?
Rot in a cell. Fuck them up.
Just rot.
Like, wait. Like, if I'm all with the torture game. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, bro.
So torture.
Yeah, rip out his nails, and every time they grow out, keep on doing it.
Okay, so what about? I'll change the question then. Okay. Public torture. Guy is a pedophile. He's molested 50 kids.
But they're
they
gonna
finally
kill him.
Catch
they're
him.
They're going to kill him.
No. Just public torture. We've practiced this for years now. All you do is you go up every Sunday and you rip one of his nails off. I don't know. Like, you do some twisted shit.
Gonna,
like, rip a tooth out. I don't
gonna
know.
That's going to breed some fucked up shit, dude.
But that's...
I think some fucked up people are going to come out of that.
No. I think people should be publicly
Your mom's
hung.
Like,
then you should just kill him at that point.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I think people should be executed.
All right, well, let me put it like this.
Let's bring the guillotine back.
Let me put it like this. For me, it's so scary. Death is so scary. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. I think it's fucking terrifying.
I don't think it's
really.
There's no way there's
anything else. I'm not afraid to die.
We die and it's over.
I'm not afraid to die.
Believe you just like it's just like end of it.
Unfortunately, that's not what I want to believe, but that's what I think it is.
So you don't believe in ghosts?
No.
Really?
There's no ghosts.
Are you for reals?
Yeah. I grew up in the church. Let me put it like this. And just so you know, like my background, my mom is strict evangelicist, like Christian, all my life, church. On my dad's side, we're literally voodoo people from Puerto Rico. So like I have the most fucked up background when it comes to that.
So them, especially being a voodoo,
I'm right
in
the middle.
You don't believe in anything? You don't believe in none of that stuff?
I don't think it's all up here, dude.
You think so?
100%. You know what I mean? 100%.
I believe in ghosts.
There are people that can sit in a room and be like, oh my God, I'm sitting in Mars right now, and they think they're somewhere else.
What is it called? So like when people think they've been like reborn, like reincarnated. Yeah. Have you ever heard any like stories or like Buddhism. That? Have you ever like?
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope in my heart. I hope that my soul is a recyclable.
Yeah, but have you ever
resource?
Like read these stories and like have you ever? You should like read a couple all, because it's just like some crazy things.
I've heard it all. I've looked into this. I'm the first person to be like, let's research it. Let's look if it's true. But it's never true. And it's always bullshit. And it's unfortunate. But that's just the way it is.
Mm. Wait.
I think there's always a reason. There's always an explanation if you dig deep enough. Always.
I'm finding. Always. I'm digging deep into these things you're saying and
true.
I'm not liking it right now.
Sure.
Didn't earlier you said that when you were on a plane, you're just accepting the fact that you're going to die if you're going down? You don't think you're going to panic and scream for your life?
I don't think I'll panic.
Right now, you're afraid of death? Why wouldn't you think it's 10 times worse?
Because you can't control it. It's the control aspect. I'm afraid of death right now because I can die.
You cannot control death.
I can die on my way home, but I can be good enough to be a good enough driver to swerve out of the way.
But
you know what I mean?
A meteor could crash into this building right now.
So here's the thing. The difference between those two scenarios is at that point, death is imminent. It's an imminent death.
Dude, death is always imminent, man.
No.
I'm
not the way I live. Not the way I live.
To be honest.
Not the way I live.
I'm not really like...
We think differently.
It's major
at this point, we're thinking differently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't live in a constant state of imminent death. I live in a constant state of imminent life. That's what I'm like. I'm living today. I wake up every morning. I'm like, thank God. Like, I'm so glad I didn't just stay in blackness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The
like, that's
fact
me.
That you just think that when you die, it's just gone.
I think it's a wrap.
Makes me think that you're living it kind of like scared.
Oh, I'm terrified. I think it sucks.
That's not healthy, bro.
Well, I mean, I think I'm a pretty healthy guy, so I'm not too worried about
but
it.
But mentally, though, I mean, I don't know if that's the, I don't know.
It's a healthy fear. It's
I feel like you should
fear.
Kind of accept the fact that this could
fear.
Be your last day.
Well, it's also a recent thing. It's not something it is something I've thought about my whole life, but recently it's like, ugh, I hate thinking about it. Because there's no way there's anything after death.
I feel like you have to just like accept the fact, like every day, like eventually you're gonna do it.
It's sad.
It is kind of sad to think. Like,
it's really sad.
You
have a timer. You have a timer over your head that you can't see.
Yeah.
You literally have a clock that you can't see.
Yeah.
And one day it's gonna expire. And when it expires, there is no repair, man.
Yeah.
And we don't even know what happens.
Yeah. I feel like we still kind of have that same attitude though, because I'm like just like make. The most of what time you have type of thing.
I feel too.
Like you kind of do the same thing.
I am too.
Even though you don't believe, you just believe it.
But you can base, out. You can base that in wanting, I don't know. Well, let's not go down there.
Yeah, we don't have to.
We can. Trust me. I can do this all day. Yeah. I'm really good when it comes to analyzing. That's the one thing I'm good at.
Yeah.
You want to know a secret and you can anal this?
Sure.
In fact, you probably should.
Okay, I'll anal it.
Me.
Okay.
But like, my thing is, I was never anything. I was born such a dumb piece of shit. The only reason I think I am the way I am right now is because I've always been analytical. I've always been like, oh, why do I do that? Why did I do this? Why did I do that? And I've literally gone through like trial and error, and I think I'm pretty good right now. So I think it's
why do you
healthy.
Want me to anal that? That's a...
I don't know. I think it's weird. I think it's kind of fucked up. I think it's the truth, too, and the truth...
Because it's serious?
The truth is uncomfortable, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I feel like people would...
Dude,
that's like a growth thing to say. I don't know.
Dude,
that's like...
I think I was born into this world and I had a value of zero. Literally.
Well, didn't all of we though?
Literally, dude.
I feel like everyone did.
It is sad, but I'm like, so that's why when you're like, who do you admire? Like, I myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know, though. I kind of think we all started at zero and it's whoever gets to the top, man.
And that's also...
If you don't work to get up there, then you're stuck at the bottom. That's on you, you know?
That's also a mindset of like growing up in the ghetto. And I know you can kind of...
That environment will fuck your head up.
I know, like, you know where I'm from. Yeah. You know what I mean? So...
That is dark. Do you want me to cut that out? I will if you want me to.
I don't know.
That's interesting. It's I know I it's kind of sad sounding.
No, I don't think it's sad, though.
I think that sounds like growth. Yeah.
It's real shit.
It's I don't know.
That's real shit.
You hear serious, mature shit on this podcast sometimes.
I guess you can leave it in. It
if you could create a new sport, what would it be? I have one.
What's that?
Tag in underwear on an ice rink.
American sword fighting.
But there's like obstacles in the ice rink.
I don't know. Mm-mm.
American sword fighting is definitely
not really. It's like fencing.
Imagine like a tag on. I'm thinking about the tag on ice.
There is a tag.
So it's tag on an ice rink and it's like an obstacles. You know, like when you set up paintball, how you put obstacles in the middle of it? Mm-hmm. It's like that. You have to like run between it and tag people, and I thought it'd be hilarious if you were only in your underwear, but that probably doesn't have to be a thing.
That sounds like fun. That sounds like you're gonna get like broken jaws, missing teeth.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
I mean, dude, you see rugby and shit that they play in Australia?
Dude,
they fuck each other up.
Those guys are savage, but they learn how to tackle each other so they don't fuck each other up, and I think
that's
crazy.
They still hit hard,
but they're not like... I don't know.
Anyways. We could do some shit like that in America and just make it not that serious, you know?
But American Ninja Warrior. I mean, that's kind of what that is.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
In a way, but it's not tagged.
Is that
kind of like Wipeout where they just put kind of like Wipeout.
I would do like American sword fighting.
Yeah.
Like some really fucking crazy
shit. So it's like instead
of
fencing, it's like big swords?
Yeah,
like
you
swords.
Pick. Like people like, pick.
Okay.
Like, but it's not going to be like a real sword.
Okay.
Like maybe like the ends are really dull, so it's just like a impact. But even still, you're gonna break
bones.
But just
smack what like a steel sword still?
Yeah.
That'll still fuck you up, dude.
Yeah, it's gonna be a crazy sport.
That's like a steel pipe.
It's a crazy sport. Like you can choose like what weapon you come out with, and you can also choose what armor you come out with,
bro.
Some people come out like stacked with like armor, and they're like fucking like I'm not getting hurt today. And some people come out with fucking underwear, a loincloth. And I'm like, well, bro, I'm gonna fuck shit up.
This is the Colosseum Gladiator 2.0. Like,
yeah.
They're literally like, this is the sport you
want. Yeah, this is it. It'd be so sick. I would watch that. That'd be so dope.
That'd be dope
dude.
As fuck.
That'd be sick.
That would. Do you have anything in mind? I don't know. I know I just random thing on the spot like that.
I can't really think of a sport that's not. I can't really.
All right, what about. So say it's a sport where you have to hit like balloons into the air, you know, you have to keep them in the air. But instead, you hit him in the air, and you have to land it on like in the top of that lampshade or something.
So oh, that's like a meme, dude. That's not like, even like a sport. That
yeah, but make
sport,
it a sport so it gets like real high.
Like regulation balloons and shit.
Yeah, maybe not even like volleyballs. You got to hit them mad high up.
Volleyball.
And then have them like land in something up there.
Volleyball is hard. You ever play volleyball?
Oh yeah,
volleyball's fun.
It's fun, hard.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I've always been chunksier, so.
I've always been athletic. So.
All right, what else we got? Sports, American sword fighting. I like the volleyball.
Oh, you meant like topics wise? Mm-hmm. I thought you meant. I was like,
what else?
I think that's it for my sport thing. This could get deep, I guess. I don't know if we want to do this one. The whole. I mean, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to do it.
All right, do it or don't.
Okay.
Just let us know.
Well, it was the Darwinism thing. You know, we started the fucking old shit. That whole apes then to humans.
Yeah.
So like. That species evolving was like a long time ago. We're kind of like due for another one soon. Do you think like we'll have like an extra leg or something?
Oh, we already know what it's going to be though. What? We talked about it before. We like
we talked about
yeah.
like some
what do you mean we
weird
already know
shit.
What it's going to be?
But yeah, what do you mean?
This is all right, so scientists have already like assumed what our next thing is going to be. We're probably going to lose most of our body hair because we don't need it anymore. We have clothes.
Oh, you did bring that up once.
So we're going to lose our body hair. Eyebrows probably stay because that actually serves a function because we sweat a lot. But people's heads are going to get bigger because we get smarter as we go. And there's less need for physical. There's more need for mental. Like, smarter people survive. Yeah. Which
doesn't
is,
that sounds like that's going to happen over, like, 100,000 years.
Well, that's the question, right?
No. I'm thinking, I guess it is essentially the question.
Yeah, I was going to say, when do you think we're going to grow this third leg?
You know? Exactly. Like, not in 100 years, bro.
Imagine 2024, we're just like, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, shit. So, do you have any idea? I don't know. I feel like it'd be cool if we got, like, we're just tripedal fucking...
No, our eyes are... We're going to get bigger heads. Ass, you know? Like, we got bigger heads, bigger eyes, lose body
but
hair.
What if we didn't? What if we had two extra arms?
Okay. Okay.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't need two extra arms because two arms is more than enough and we can already accomplish so much. What are we lacking in?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. Wings would be dope.
Or gills. So, like, all right, 50% of the population
wings are better.
Is wings.
We already had gills.
Yeah, but we go back. Because the global warming gets so hot, there's a lot of water, blah, blah, blah.
Imagine we
and then the other side
backwards.
Is, yeah, so
fucked up.
One side goes underwater because there's so much water. One side goes, dude, this is literally Legend of Zelda. You know that, right?
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
You know how there are birds? Yeah, literally, birds yeah. and fish. That's literally the story of Legend of Zelda. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
But, that'd be dope.
I don't know.
And it's random at birth. So you can have two fish parents give birth to a bird baby. And they got to get it out of the fucking water because it does not have gills.
We would have such a fucking twisted planet if that started happening. But
that'd be awesome.
I feel like that would be the next. Like,
we'd be at war and we'd kill each other and we'd go extinct.
Oh, yeah. That's probably a good point, too. Yeah. We'd probably murder each other.
Those fucking... Featherbacks!
Yeah, all the winged people just coming down to kill the fucking guild motherfuckers.
Yeah, we call them sushi. Yeah. It's up. Fucking sushi.
Yeah, we already
around.
Got racist terms for them. Like, yeah.
Goddamn tuna. What the fuck did you just call me, bro?
And they're all fighting the regular humans.
That'd be wild.
And right? Guns don't work because from the air it's hard to shoot. And from the water, bullets don't go in water.
So what like, do the wing people do? They so throw like javelins
it'd be
or something?
It'd literally be like underwater, they throw tridents and above they throw javelins down. And that's how they go out war. So like fish water would come out.
Okay, what's to stop regular humans of just using tanks and helicopters?
No, they're all out. The bird people and the fish people killed them all. Yeah, because there's
like
no need.
That's he knows
all,
it all.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it.
Yeah. We do have to write a story or a show or something. We say this almost every podcast. Fuck, okay, I almost want to dive into that. What if we evolved backwards? That was a good fucking question. What if we just started going backwards?
To like, we need to go back into the water. Like,
what if eventually we're just very dumb people yeah. and then we give birth to a kid that just never learns to speak? And we just stop teaching them eventually like regular mathematical and I don't know
that would be weird that would never happen but I mean,
that
like,
would
if,
never happen
I guess like be. In a little town if you were to like create it
they'd have to be like
it's happened to people individually yeah. have you guys heard there's a really fucked up story I can abridge it for
well,
you
but yeah no there's a lot of stories
really
yeah.
fucked up stories
yeah. dude the fucking the Hills Have Eyes is that what it is
the little girl that was locked in a basement until she was like 13 never learned
one
language.
Of those as well
yeah,
the,
yeah,
I Silent Hill maybe I don't
Silent
know
Silent Hill some I don't know
that's it's based off of people like that yeah.
That's crazy
fuck what was I gonna say oh there would have to be some type of like global disaster right for that to happen to start devolving
probably yeah
yeah we'd have to start dying off and then we just come out weird. Like, some of us would come out with fucking yeah.
Imagine
extra
if there
legs.
Was an apocalypse and it was just you. Like, just you. Like, you ended up by yourself. Imagine
oh, yeah.
how crazy it would be. Like, insane you were to go. Just
would there
by
be, like,
yourself.
Animals and shit
like,
still?
Like, would you talk to yourself? Would
oh,
you,
yeah.
Like...
I already talked to myself.
Yeah,
yeah
same.
But, like, actually, like actually talk to yourself. You know,
I'd
just,
probably...
Like, talk to yourself.
Right, so...
I'd have a bunch of dogs. I'd have, like, a million
You're
million.
Just gonna find all the dogs and then apocalypse.
Find rabid dogs like... and just tame them.
That's the only way to survive. That's another way I'm surviving.
Honestly, yeah.
And you gotta have, like...
I would 100% talk to everything. Not yeah, dogs. Too. Like, dolls.
I'd
like,
talk all day long.
Where the fuck are you gonna find these dogs? That's all I'm thinking.
There's a lot of dogs.
I don't know. Yeah, apocalypse.
Yeah, but like if
and there are wolves and shit. I'll figure it out.
But if there's an apocalypse, why would like?
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm saying, like you wake up, like Walking Dead shit. Like you wake up in a coma, and it's the apocalypse. You're just like fuck.
What would you? Do? All right, in
that's
that
a good question.
Well, would you survive? First of all, do you think you
I
would
think
survive?
I would survive?
Really?
I think I could survive. Yes.
How about you, John?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Me too.
Yeah,
I think I'm in for sure. I think I know a lot of people
well,
that wouldn't survive.
It depends. If it was like really like snowy and icy out, if it was that type
I would
of global
always be
disaster,
indoors. I would have to say.
I'd probably die a lot quicker than.
I have the perfect plan if there's a zombie apocalypse. Mm. You find where you want to be and then you just dig a giant hole around the perimeter.
And then when the zombies fill it up?
You just burn it constantly. Just burn it.
It's not
going to
get rid of the
go
material.
Go in there and just bury them up.
Get,
and
get bigger,
oh, no,
I guess.
You can burn
you can
it
work
with enough
it.
Gasoline.
Like once
you'll
they're in there and they're
material.
Dead, like you can figure out things to do with them. Like you can just. I'm sure they're not coming that often. I don't know. Now you got me thinking. Maybe that's not the best idea.
Well, no, you could do that, but just build like a really big hole.
That's what I'm saying. Like a really wide, like, deep, like deep, around like, where you're, like find where you want to be and then just like build it. And yeah. Then you can just make your own bridge or something. Hmm. I don't know. You got to figure out a way.
Yeah. That would take a very long time.
I would
time
not want to be like one of those walk-in people that like, I mean, you'd have to travel. You'd have to travel though.
Yeah, but you got to have like some safe houses, you know, find some areas that,
We'd figure it out. I think if there were a zombie apocalypse, it probably wouldn't be all game over. We'd probably be okay. Mm. We have enough firepower that we'd probably be fine, to be honest. Yeah, there's enough people out there.
It goes quick.
Nah, we're fine. I think we're good.
It would definitely
Do you have guns? Do you own guns?
Yeah, my dad has guns. My dad is like a gun fanatic.
So you just say, fuck your dad and take his guns?
No, I'd go with him and I'd probably square up with him for a little bit. Yeah. But I'd probably go
eventually,
do my own thing.
Yeah.
I'd probably be like, all right, dad, I'm taking like 20 guns and I'm out of here.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Highways. Why the fuck did I write highways?
Because they're changing all the highway signs in Mass. How fucking sucks. Ridiculous is that?
I think it's kind of interesting.
I haven't driven down there.
I have. It's not that bad.
What are the numbers now?
Like 80.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it goes up to like 80. Like if you're in Nashua, north of Nashua, it's like 80.
What?
Really? Yeah, so if I'm like hopping on, what is it?
If you're like on Route 3, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But it'll say formerly 32, now 86. Really? Yeah, it'll say that now.
So they're like being very clear.
I heard like all the GPSs like aren't even rewritten with the numbers.
It's going to take long. It's going to take a while. Yeah.
That's like ridiculous.
The state's gonna have to make a deal with like Apple or Google or something.
I saw a funny meme and it was like them and it was like fix the potholes and it was like the return and it's
Change the signs? Yeah. Change the highway signs?
Yeah.
No one fucking asked for that.
Yeah. And I don't what's the point?
Like, all right, really, to be fair, everything in Massachusetts when it comes to just architecture is so fucked up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the roads. How old it is. The roads make no sense for vehicles now. They made sense like 100 years ago, but now they don't. Mm. So, we're fucked up. It's kind
of
our fault.
Kind of crazy. Some of those roads have been around for 300 years. Not the highways.
But dude, you know driving around in Boston is a fucking nightmare.
Right?
Yeah. Anyone that comes to Boston to see it, I'm like, you're a fucking
You
saint.
Have to take the train in and walk around.
Right.
Oh, my God, dude.
Even doing that, you'll still get lost.
and parking in Boston, you have to accept you're going to get tickets.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get ticketed. And that's okay.
Only time I go to Boston is for Fire and Ice, dude. That's the fucking best goddamn restaurant around here.
Never been there.
Maybe not the best. It's not that good, bro.
I'd say it's
a novelty thing.
Top three.
It's hibachi.
Fact that so you could sit there for like 4 hours and just have like three dinners and drink and you could chill for.
Do
like,
they let you do that?
Oh yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Well, I did. I don't know if you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. I did that.
I've never been to a hibachi.
You go to hibachi for the novelty because you're with the date and you want to impress her.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's this never really that good. I feel the sushi.
Like the steak at the hibachi is usually not bad. It's just usually like $40 extra than wherever it is anywhere else.
That's the thing. It's also mega expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm not going to get deep on this. Who do you guys think will win for presidency, The Rock or Will Smith?
Wait, what did you say? I'm sorry.
Who do you think will win for the presidency, The Rock or Will Smith?
Will Smith is global.
Yeah, definitely Will Smith. Mm-hmm. I would trust that man.
He's global.
I agree.
The Rock.
I thought we were going to have some discrepancies on that.
But I want to say The Rock. I want it to be The Rock, but I know Will Smith is going to win.
Will Smith,
yeah, right? Will Smith is going to win that every time.
Okay. You know All what right. I
mean? How about the Rock or Kevin Hart?
Easy The Rock.
The Rock, 100%.
Easy The Rock. Yeah. Kevin Hart's not even in the running.
All right, whatever.
Yeah. He's a clown.
He is a clown.
Well, I don't think, even if he was in the running, no one would do.
I don't think anyone would vote for him. No.
The royal family, scummy and racist. You guys don't give a shit, right?
No, that's not at all.
That's how they are.
Gives a fuck.
I saw the meme.
I stopped giving a fuck about the royal family on July 4th, 1776. That was hilarious.
Facts.
Facts. Let's see. Oprah's a dumb bitch. You guys care?
Nope.
No. What happened with Oprah?
She's just a fraud, you know. She makes money for basically no reason. She gotten a lot of heat the past year or two, and now she's like back trying to have, I don't know.
Who cares?
Whole bunch of dumb shit.
She had her time.
Yeah. What else?
Know
what
who's
else
funny looking?
Got?
You guys know Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams.
She's just ridiculous looking now.
She farted on her show.
Yeah, she tried. She made such a scene prove that she didn't. That is just like, just admit you did. Like, you should have just skipped it, moved on with it, ignored it. She just made such a big
effort
to prove that she
didn't. She made such a big deal. Like,
and it was a straight up fart. Like, you can hear it, and it's a fart. Like,
it's a fart.
She literally, like moved herself.
And then
too.
She freaked out after. Yeah, she was a little panic. Like, oh, who was that?
She literally, like, had the sound person. She was like, the sound person is going to, like, say what it was, like, to confirm that it wasn't a fart. It was like we should watch it. It's like wicked funny.
It's an H3H3 a bit. It's fucking hilarious.
Jesus Christ. It's really funny. I didn't know that was that deep. I thought it was
fake fainted on TV.
I did
that
see that.
It's not fake. It's not fake.
Do you want to watch it again? Need to watch it again?
I don't think we can pull it up on anything. Bro, we can anal and watch it.
Well, I want to prove to him at the end of this. It's bro. Look at the way. Are you serious?
Yeah, we can stop and watch it real quick.
Dude, it's not long.
We're like right at the end.
It's literally the funniest. Thing. Oh my god, look, it's so fake.
You know.
If
you were having a stroke, that would not have happened. If you were having an aneurysm, that would not have happened. If you were fainting, you would have dropped. So that was definitely wrong on all three.
She's having a heat stroke.
Yeah, right. Yeah, heat asthma stroke. That was pretty funny. That facial expression.
When I saw it. You know what it was? Maybe she like wasn't in the mood, or she wasn't in the right headspace to perform, and she's like, "I'm gonna do a cop out."
Yeah, she's like,
probably like, "Nah, I haven't had a lot of views in a while. What can I do to? What can I do to bump it up?"
She could have. Yeah,
she's like, "Well, that's a faint."
She could have freaked out.
The voice quivering is what gets me. That's what it is.
She's like, just
you
like,
"You can't really fake that." But like, she did it really naturally.
And what was she trying to say?
She was trying to say something, and she was like,
"I thought she was saying characteristics." Oh, contestants, and she was like. That's why I thought she was having a stroke or an aneurysm.
She like had like a panic attack. She's like, "I'm gonna fake something," and she's like,
"Yeah."
She just like dropped.
I think the eye is what did it for me. She was like, raised the eyebrow. Like,
she's like, made fun of like cleft lip people. She's the worst.
Yeah, I know. And then she had her body done, and it was just horrible. Yeah,
I don't think she's an attractive woman.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Which is funny. It's just funny to laugh at.
It is hilarious. It's hilarious. Ruben, have you started WandaVision? I'm going to punch you one day.
Started what?
WandaVision. It's we're into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, all that shit. So the Winter Soldier and the Falcon, whatever, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. This starts next Friday. You gonna watch that? No.
Looks like you hit a spot.
You ain't watching shit.
You know, as crazy as I have Disney Plus,
and you still won't fucking watch it.
I got it,
dude.
Got
they're it. Like 35-minute episodes. They're so short. You could watch the whole thing in one day. all right well, we will recap it one day. Have you watched any good TV shows, movies recently?
Oh yeah, it's been this like Family Guy anime. That's it.
Wow,
you really don't watch shit, dude.
I like Always Sunny. No, I don't watch it. I don't like to sit and watch TV. I'll watch TV because I want to know what happens next, but I don't want to sit and watch TV just for the sake of sitting and watching TV. Like, pass.
Something might be wrong with me, but I watch movies while doing other shit, and
I feel like you always have a movie on,
and I retain the information. Like, I'm retain it. So
I don't.
I watched Enemy of the State last night while reading a book.
That's strange.
What the?
I didn't.
Fuck.
I've already seen the movie.
Dude, you're not getting anything from either of them.
I've already
seen the movie.
So I was reading the book, but at the end of the
I don't believe you, bro.
I swear to God, at the end of the movie, I started listening to it more, and I did stop reading, but I was like veering through paragraphs, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna stop.
There's no way.
I swear to God.
No.
Dude, tell me when you put a. It's the same thing when you put a show on.
No way, especially not with reading.
If you put a show on.
I'm in one place at one time, at any given time.
You put a show on and you've seen that show 50 times. You've seen that episode 100 times. You can't pick up a book and start reading it.
So here's the thing is I do what you're saying, but I'm not retaining any of the information.
From the book? Really?
Like, I'll be playing a game on my Switch because that's what I was actually doing last night. And I'll have family gone and I won't be paying attention to anything. And I hear something funny. I'm like, oh, let me tune in for a sec. And then I'm like, oh, and then I go back to my game. I can't do both.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not 50-50, it's 100 or 100.
Okay, so yeah. That's me. I'll listen to music while like playing video games. I'll listen to podcasts while playing.
I have to focus on one or the other.
Yeah.
I can kind of do both.
What's the last good movie you watched, Haley?
Oh, God, I don't bingeable, watch movies.
Anything? Movie show?
Good movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't. We were watching Shaun of the Dead. That was pretty good.
Amazing movie. I love that movie.
I rented it. It was worth renting.
Yeah.
So, great movie.
Yeah.
But like good movies, I can't really get into movies.
Yeah.
Same.
I get mega bored.
Yeah.
Like 45 minutes to an hour, and I'm like, I'd rather do anything else.
Yeah.
I don't want to get up and do something.
I do have to be like hooked into. It has to be a real good movie, unless I'm falling asleep.
But it's weird because
I'll leave it on if I'm falling asleep.
Like Endgame, I'm in. Logan, I'm in. But you put on fucking Like anything else?
Like, every time we come here bored. And you have a movie on, I'll just sit here and just watch it.
That's why I told him to turn this shit off.
Because he always has a movie on when we come in, and it's like, I'll just sit here and watch it. It's like, yeah. Wow, this is good. Like,
and then he'll be like, Ruben, I'll be like, what?
See, that just makes me think I'm weird now.
No, it's like a nice little.
God bless you, bro. I can't do that shit though. God bless.
All right, no bingeables, nothing good. Oh, I did fucking, Jesus, I don't know how I forgot this. Coming to America, that's why I wanted to bring this up.
We already did.
No, I watched it.
Oh.
It's shitty. Don't watch it.
I heard it's over-sexualized.
It was a mistake of a movie. I'm really disappointed.
I heard that it wasn't.
Dude, that terrible. First movie was fucking a classic. No need for a sequel. The fact they made that was almost like, I just wish they didn't make it. It was rough. I didn't do my last game. I don't know if we wanted to do it, but basically we were just going to try to draw a picture with our eyes closed.
That'd be a funny game.
You want to do it? Game. We'll end on that.
That'll be a nice game. Sorry I ruined the question game.
Oh, no. It's fine.
I'm not good with on the spot.
We could rate it.
Okay, that's good. Oh, how about we all draw the same thing with our eyes closed, and then we rate them.
Okay. That could be. All right, we'll do that. All right. Okay. So we're back in black.
Can I start? I think I have a really good starting one.
Right. Okay. We're going to do a little game right now where we're all going to draw something with our eyes closed, and then we're going to rate it after. So what's the first thing, Ruben?
The first thing we're drawing is a jellyfish.
A jellyfish. All right. Everyone close your eyes and try to, like, kind of face the camera so we can tell, you know?
Is it supposed to be big or little?
Who wants a pen when they're doodling? Me.
Okay. Are your eyes closed?
All right.
3, 2, 1,
go. Oh, I already started.
I'm weighing.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, I'm good.
All right, I think I'm good, too.
I'm curious.
All right, keep your eyes closed. We're going to open up it. Only look at your own.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Well, mine's not bad.
It's not bad either.
Mine looks a little goofy.
All right.
So, how are we going to do this?
Let's show each other, and then we're going to show the camera.
All right.
A maximum of 10 points.
All right, who's going to go first? Let's start with you.
Maybe I'll just take pictures of these after with my phone.
Word.
And then I'll put them on the screen. You
can
go
like this, and you can do like
a little
zoom
in. Well, because I don't know. I can, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
I don't know if the zoom in's gonna be. Right, I don't know if we're gonna see it.
You go first.
All right.
Okay.
What is that? Is it just?
It looks like a hat.
It's this, but I guess
it looks like an umbrella.
I started up there, but it's this, and I tried to do little lines
down.
Okay,
it looks like a hat. All right.
All right. Out of 10, though. Out of 10.
Oh, we're gonna write right now. All right. Honestly, John, I don't know. That's a jellyfish, so I'm gonna give that a 1.
Oh wow! Out of 10.
John, it looks like a hat.
You could have done worse than that. He deserves more than a 1, I think.
In my opinion, it kind of looks like a UFO, maybe?
I'm going to say.
Or a hat.
I'll give you a solid 3 because you drew something.
You can kind of tell what it is.
What?
I think.
Wait, is this part of it?
What? These lines are part of it. Okay. That's like the tentacles or whatever
it's
it is.
It's a 3.
I don't know.
It's a 3 out of 10.
3 is
it's
a good
three.
One? Yeah. Okay. All right, Haley.
All right, so this is mine.
So you have 6 out of 20.
Where should we keep score?
That's good.
I'll keep score.
That's good. No,
I have
a whole notebook.
All right,
this isn't
it.
Bad.
Let me see. It's not bad.
It's you not can look at that and be like, jellyfish?
It's definitely jellyfish.
All right, that's what I'm going for.
Definitely. All right.
I'm going 7 out of 10.
Wow, John. Wow.
But 10 is a professionally drawn
it's
jellyfish.
John's
but we're, our eyes are closed. How professional is it going to be?
Thank you, John.
You know? I'm going 7 out of 10.
You're holding to your guns?
I'm holding 7 out of 10.
I'm nervous for his. I'm nervous.
I'm going to give it. You could tell it's a jellyfish. I don't like the tentacle to head ratio.
Yeah, I did.
I think the ratio's all
I was
off.
Nervous.
It's cool. It happened to the best
of us. I was confident
with
the first tentacle.
Right? I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10.
All right, whatever. I'll take it. Two more points than that.
So how should we do this? Because should we total the points? So you guys both gave me a 3.
It doesn't have to be a competition. We can just goof around. See who has the best one in each one, right?
This is entertaining.
I'm going to get the best one, though. You guys are going to like mine.
Whatever.
I know. You guys ready? And I still got it wrong. Bam. That's a jellyfish.
His eyes
were
open.
I do like that one.
That's a jellyfish, bro. I know you're gonna.
Honestly,
points.
Know what it looks
I
like.
Think...
Know what it looks like. It looks like one of the ghosts from Pac-Man, like walking on a thing of water.
Yeah.
Like Pac-Man.
Dude, like you know trip. Immediately what that is.
What are you going to give Haley? What are you giving Haley? I'm stuck on a number.
I mean, looking at it, it's like... I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10.
Oh, 5?
I was just doing
that's
that.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go with like a 6. 6.5.
Oh, 6?
Yeah. Dude. I think Haley's the winner here.
Yes, dude. So wait, I feel more confident in my judge.
You gave Haley a 5?
Dude, I don't know. His does look way more... Like, if you look at it and say jellyfish...
Which one is more jellyfish?
No, dude. Her tentacles... Has, like, the tentacles are like, more jellyfish for her. Yeah. Yours is...
All right, I'll accept defeat.
I don't know.
So what do I got? I got a 5 and a 6.
So, yeah.
11 out of 20.
So we'll just go with the highest number. So 6 is your highest, 7 was your highest. We'll just do that, right? All right,
so no, one tally for me.
We'll total them?
Yeah.
Okay, Jesus.
So you got a 6 out of 20.
6 out of 20?
You got a 6 out of 20. Haley got a 12 out of 20. Yeah, because there's only 2 people rating us, so it's 2.
Okay.
And I got a 11 out of 20, so Haley's a winner.
Only by 1 point. Congratulations.
Fucking
I was just going to total the whole point.
You guys talked about this before I came on the pod.
Let's, what was it going to do?
You guys are in...
His eyes are open, she says. Fuck. What did you get, Haley? What was it?
I got 12.
7 and 5, you got 12. And then Ruben got 11.
All right.
Next one.
All right.
I have one if you don't.
All right, you can go.
Chair.
A chair, John.
Chair.
A fucking chair.
All right. Eyes closed.
All right.
Go.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
I already fucked up.
All right. I opened my eyes, but I haven't set a drawing. I haven't set a drawing, so it didn't count. I'm sorry.
All right. I opened my eyes and I already looked, so I can't draw anymore.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good rule.
That's a good rule.
I really hope mine looks like...
I really looked at it and wanted to fix it, but I can't.
If mine looks
it looks way better in my head than I was going to say.
My head, it looks so good.
I had confidence in this round.
I think I'm going to just take pictures of all of these with my phone and then put them on the screen. It's probably easier that way to rate them.
Oh! Whoa!
All right, let's do Ruben first. Let's
no,
do Ruben
you want to start with me?
Yeah, dude, that excitement? Fuck you.
All right, you guys fucking lose, dude.
Oh my god, I'm nervous.
Bam!
Fuck you.
That's a chair.
That's a chair,
dude. That's what I'm saying, all right, man.
That's a 7 out of 10.
I might. Thank you.
That's a 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. I'm going 7.5.
All right, God bless.
Okay. I'm going 7.5.
God bless America. I'm glad you guys agree.
I surprised
myself. I'm like, this is bullshit.
That was good.
Wow. 100%
good. I didn't
dude.
Do it.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
All right. I'm so scared.
All right, guys. This is mine. That's my chair.
Oh, no.
That's a line graph that's going the
wrong way. Yeah, looks like...
I tried to not pick the pencil up off the paper and just... It looked a lot better.
It looked like you tried to do the X and Y axis on it.
That's a line graph for stocks. Yeah. But the way you don't want to see it.
I'm not going to lie. I got to go with like a 2.
I deserve
that's
it.
That's not
I deserve it.
I got to say, it resembles a lawn chair.
Yeah.
And I will give you lawn chair points. I'll
thank
give
you.
You a
does
3.
Does it get lawn chair?
I will give you a 3 out of 10.
Fuck you and your 3.
Oh, okay.
I can give you a 4.
I can kind of see the lawn chair. Yeah. Right now that you say
I'll
that.
Give it a 3.
From like the side view.
Yeah. Wait, you want to bump yours up to a 3 too?
No. I will. I'll bump mine up to a 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bump mine up to a 3.
I saved that. I got you, Haley.
I appreciate that.
You got 6 points, Haley?
Yeah.
Ruben, you got, what, 14 and a half?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Nice. Yeah. All right, guys.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is that?
It looks like I was trying to connect it, but I just missed the legs.
Dude, it looks like... Oh, no.
Sorry, that looks really funny to me.
I'm trying sad. To get a chair. I'm trying to get chair vibes.
I don't know if you could properly rate that. Is that, like, a disqualified? Do I get a flat
a
0?
I will give you points.
You tried.
I will give you 5 points. I will also give you points. That looks like a chair you get from IKEA.
I'm going to give you a 1.
You assemble it. Before you assemble it, that's an IKEA chair.
Okay.
So you'll get a 2 from me.
Okay. Wow. 3 points. Solid.
I gave you a fucking 2 and I got a 3.
I give you a 1.5.
Okay.
She's right. You got
yeah,
a 1.5.
Yeah, I was going to say that's ridiculous.
8.5 points. Right. Okay.
Yeah. You gave me a 0.5 point, so fair game.
All right. I got a good one.
Okay.
We're going to draw a snowman.
A snowman. Okay.
Bonus points for more detail you add. Okay. But high risk, high reward. Right. You can really fuck it up.
All yeah. Right.
High risk, high right. Reward. Okay. All right.
All right. Ready? Okay. Let me make sure.
3, 2, 1. Begin.
bitch. Wish I knew where I started. I'm trying to, like, feel on the paper.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are either cheating or you found a way to not lift your hand off the paper.
That's what I try to do.
Alright.
Oh my god.
I don't know how fucking...
Alright, I'm done. I don't know what else to do.
I feel like this one's bad.
Oh my fucking god.
This might be worse than the...
I don't know.
This might be worse than the chair. How are we all doing?
It's because he said detail.
I said high risk, high reward. It's up to you.
Hey, I mean, mine actually...
I was going for the detail.
It's kind of cool looking.
All right, Haley, you go.
All right, I'll start first. It's...
I mean, it's not the worst.
The hat ruined it.
You tried.
The hat and the head are one the
buttons.
Same.
Let me analyze. The buttons are there. Like, the hat is so close.
The hat is. And look at the nose. It's too far down, though.
Yeah, the nose fucks
it up. I can respect that. All
right, so we got to rate these as courtesy because I have a feeling all of ours are going to be bad. Yeah. So the minimum points for these, we should say, is 3. Okay?
Why?
Is everyone good with that?
Wait, what?
Minimum points.
No.
Because all of ours suck.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Speak for yourself, bro. I'm going second, dog.
Okay.
Sheesh.
Boom. Yeah.
Whoa, that's not bad. It kind of looks like literally a retarded snowman.
Is that what I'm seeing? I got to look at this.
That's honestly not bad.
I tried to give it a nose and eyes and a smiley face.
It looks like a retarded snowman.
It's in the wrong area. Same problem that Haley had.
Okay.
Wait. What did I score you? We didn't score Haley. Haley, I'm gonna give you attempt points. You tried.
Okay, I appreciate it. I did.
I'm gonna give you 2 out of 10. Does it deserve more than the lawn? It deserves more than the lawn chair. I give it 3.5 out of 10. You're right.
You gave me a 3 for the lawn chair.
Yeah, so it deserves more for the lawn chair. It's more snowman than your lawn chair.
John, just tell me yours because I'm so disappointed.
I was going with the four.
Oh. Fine, just write it down and move on.
7.5
I really expected. You guys were all like, "This courtesy points." We all tried.
Well, you said no courtesy points, so
whatever. All right, whatever. On to the next.
So
3.5.
Yeah, this is mine.
I have to go. You guys got to rate me first.
Oh fuck, I forgot.
You guys got to rate me. Yeah. All right, so rate my snowman.
5.
Haley has some pent up aggression.
I do.
Yeah, give me the one. Give me the one.
I guess five.
Honestly, it looks like a retarded snowman.
Yeah,
like,
see, that's not a snowman.
It's a 6 for me.
It's a 6? Hold on, let me compare.
I'm sticking with five.
If you give me a six, I'll have to change.
Yours looks like it has like a retarded smirk and like the nose. Like it just goes together. Like mine just doesn't. Mine's just in all the wrong places.
I'm sticking with 5.
Just like John's looks like a snowman that's just unassembled. That's literally what your
head's up here,
like.
But the head somehow up there.
Like the arm,
the eyes are in the stomach for some reason.
You're really an IKEA vibe. Like, that's your.
Oh shit! You didn't give him a score yet, though.
Yeah, no, I said 5.
Oh, you did. 5.
Okay. Yeah. I don't. Right. For some reason, the retardation in his is what throws it off for me. The arm on the bottom, and then one in the middle, and then the nose up on the side.
For some reason, these are not my words, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't like this game. Why is he good at it?
I don't like this game. So I expected nothing.
I give you IKEA points.
Okay.
Dude, I'm giving you a 2.
But you get lower IKEA points because it is 2 times in a row and you did do the same gimmick twice. It'll be a little
pretty
bit
sure this is gonna be all of mine.
So I give you for IKEA points, I'll give you a 2. I'm gonna match it.
Okay.
I guess that's fair.
Alright. So far Ruben is smoking us. Wow, we're all off by exactly 10 points. It's 12.5 to 25.5 to 35.5, not 10 points.
Who's in the win? Fucking Ruben, I bet.
Ruben is smoking us.
Stupid.
Guys, I suck.
Ruben, your turn to stop cheating. Your turn to choose a cheat.
Well, my turn to stop cheating, right?
A house.
The sun.
The sun? All right.
The sun. Bonus points for throwing your own style.
No, fucking bonus points. And if it comes out good, though.
Wait, the sun?
The sun.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I gotta, like, remember where I'm writing.
So, there's no rules, right? Like, I can use my fingers.
Well,
as
here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Don't use your fingers as guidance. That's definitely cheating.
No, it's not.
If you're closing your eyes to write, and you might as well open your eyes if you're using your finger as guidance.
What do you mean, bro? I'm not doing this.
This is all I've been doing is just holding the paper and just doing this.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that. We won't go that deep.
I'm not doing this.
Because I feel like at that point I could just like.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Cheating.
Like,
I'm trying to cheat. Okay. All right, let's go. All right, ready? Okay, one.
Okay, son. All right.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah, take your time. No rush.
I'm done. Fucking bitch. Damn it. I had confidence.
These look... Okay. I guess I kind of had the right idea.
Okay.
All right, I'll go first this time.
Drop it. Drop it like it's hot.
Kind of looks like a sunflower.
John, that's not the word.
What's really important is that there aren't any tendrils inside the sun. Can you bring it any closer? I need to analyze this.
Did you say tendrils like inside the sun?
Correct.
No one is going to draw tendrils inside the sun.
With caution.
The sun, what's really important here is the sun rays aren't inside the sun. There is, you can have a small mark and the sun doesn't really close, but I can see where you're going with this.
Do you need your monocle for this?
I gotta say,
dude, I'm nervous for you to fucking see mine now.
This is some of your best work. This is how I'm doing it. This is some of your best
work. Honestly, that is some of your best. Let me see. Let me analyze this.
All right.
Fuck you.
You know what I mean? You feel me?
Nah.
I'm going to give you a 6 out of 10.
I'm going to give you a 6 out of 10, too.
Best work.
That's some of your best work today.
I hate it. I hate it. I'm giving you a 6 out of 10, brother. Fuck you, John.
Fuck you, John.
All right. Haley?
Looks like a bunch of pubes.
I can attest to this. It looks like a nutsack with overgrown hair is exactly what it looks like.
I'm not too proud of this.
You tried, though.
Dude, if you look at it like this, though, that's a fucking sun. You know,
yes,
that's a sun.
Yes, yes.
Wait, hold up. Hold
but
up.
It's the other side. It gets it all testically, you know?
That's
you
a sun right there.
Okay.
That's literally a sun right there.
I could see the testically. You
get testes. You get testes.
They are, yeah.
I think you get deducted testy points.
You deduct for testy?
For testy points?
I add for testy
Dude, that
points.
Adds to... All right.
I add.
So that doesn't... I mean, we're talking... All right, eyes closed.
Yeah.
You're drawing the sun, right? I immediately look at that.
If it a looks child like, was to give you this and be like, sun, you'd be like, oh, that's
oh,
a sun.
Oh, yeah, no, nah,
that's
like,
a sun.
Dude, why are you drying my nutsack for? Like, that's the first thing
I that's
say.
The first thing I think about yeah. is nuts.
Dude, if I didn't say nuts,
I'm going
would that
no,
have been?
I would have immediately said nuts.
5 out of 10.
5 out of 10.
Thank you, John. So,
and you
Thank
deducted
you,
for nut points?
Yeah, I would have given 6.
That's deducting for nut points?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank
I'm
you,
a generous.
Yours
was
Thank
a
you,
6
John.
Out of 10.
I was going to say, I've been giving you guys generous points this whole game.
Wow.
You guys giving me fucking 2 points and shit?
It
1
evens
point?
Out. It evens out,
Jesus
dude.
Christ.
I can't rate myself. Let's
what do you mean it
like
evens
that.
Out? Both of you are the harsh point people. Both of you are criticizing me, so... It's okay. I had the game.
Mine
we're good.
Eight, so... Here you go.
Oh, what the fuck is that? Fireworks?
Oh, yours
fireworks?
Is actually testicles.
That literally
so
looks
get
like
the fire.
It's like that circular
first
thing in the
all.
Firework that when you light it, it's like...
Yeah, it's like...
All right, first of all, that's a strong response for somebody that drew testicles. You fucking asshole. Okay.
Dude, mine looks like a...
I mean, I got a couple
a
of
I'm actually...
Sun.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's a sun, bro.
I think I'm gonna do 6 out of 10.
That's a sun, bro.
Sorry, Haley. I like that a little more than the testicle.
It's a sun.
Yeah.
This is more sun than your
I'm
testicles.
I'm giving that a 1.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I
was
give
harsh.
This
I'll take
that
a
does
one.
Not look like the
okay,
sun.
Okay.
What sun?
That,
what sun?
Because
okay,
it's
first
like
of all,
the things
what,
are going off of it.
What sun do you draw that you
so,
that you
look,
go like this to?
Look, ready?
I was all right. You want to know what I was going for? I was going for. Overlapping.
When, like something
overlapping,
is like
yeah.
emitting
overlapping.
Light when it like has those.
It's not. That's
around
it's a no
it.
For me, dog.
You know?
It's a no for. Listen, I'm going for.
It's a no for me, dog.
That's one for like. This,
oh,
you know?
He's getting serious.
So, see, this is what I was going for. That's a sun right there. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. That was
so. I'm
like
not a... too far off.
Yeah, that's what I was
not
seeing
not
when I saw
off.
That.
Yeah,
that's why
like
I was like,
fireworks.
Yeah,
you're gonna have a fucking.
So I went 6. Hold on. What'd you say, Haley?
I'm giving that a 1
so
if I have to rate
it. That's, you do have to, so thank you. I appreciate it.
Hold on, what did we give Haley?
You guys didn't get my fucking score? You gave me a 5, and I don't remember what he gave me.
I don't either.
We can give me a 10, just for...
I think I did give
that's,
her a 10.
Yeah. No, you gave...
No, for the testicle sun, you didn't
yeah,
give her a 10.
I gave her a 10.
Fuck yeah.
No,
say
I didn't.
6?
Yeah.
No, I gave her testicle points. I think I gave her like a 4.
You gave her testicle points?
I did give her testicle points, yes.
Hey, wait, you gave her points mind. And it was only a 4?
Yeah, I gave her points.
Jeez.
I think.
Harsh.
I think. I don't know. So,
I'm catching
if you go
up
back,
to you,
I gave her like a 2 originally.
All right, should we do any more of these?
One more? 5, we top it out. It's a wrap.
Okay. I think whose turn is it to choose?
It's one
yours.
Of you guys.
It's mine?
Whoever has a better one. You guys can both spit one out.
Okay.
Should we do something good?
Something hard.
A handgun, like a pistol.
Wow, that's hard.
Yeah,
that no, because it's not the just like. Oh, I guess if you get detailed, that could get really hard. All right,
we can go
hard.
With it. Well, no, how about like a turtle, a turtle, or like a monkey?
I don't like. I hate monkeys. Monkeys are suck. I hate a turtle. I'm cool with turtle. Turtle, 100%.
Snails,
gun, 90%.
A house. I'm cool with that. A house.
House is good.
I like turtle.
Turtle. We should do turtle. We've all said turtle. We'll do turtle.
We'll do turtle.
All right. Last one is the turtle.
Last one, turtle. Turtle points.
All right. Eyes closed. I gotta like look up.
Three.
I don't know how to approach this. Okay.
2, 1, begin.
Just risking it all over here.
Done. Not gonna look at it yet.
I'm so scared. Oh, come on. Damn
oh,
it.
Oh no.
Damn it.
All of us like, oh boy.
This
oh,
is hard.
No.
How about we draw ourselves?
Mine's actually see, that was the original game. We were supposed to draw someone else. And then
how about we draw
dude,
each other?
I couldn't draw you if I was looking at
dude,
you.
Dude, well, we should
that
do
was
one
the
where
thing.
We
were just
going to
do it like mad
all
fast.
Right, that's like the bonus round.
Should we? We've been going for over 2 hours.
You guys, I'm going to do so bad. You guys don't want that.
How about we just look at it and draw? Try and it'd just be funny.
Let's start with turtles. Let's
we'll finish turtles. This. We'll finish this game
right.
off.
Hey,
you mine's yeah, tragic.
I actually think
even.
Mine's not that bad.
I tried to give it a shell. I mean, hey.
Oh, is that what you showed me at first?
That is pretty bad.
You showing him?
That is pretty bad.
It's a turtle.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I'm going with a 2.
It looks like an armadillo.
Allow
or like whatever those things are with the...
Allow
it
me...
actually does kind of look like an armadillo.
Allow me to inspect the specimen, please.
I am going with a 2, though.
Now, what's really important here is we want to see 4 legs.
Don't get into
we
your analyzer
tail,
voice for this.
If you look behind it, there is a tail. No, not behind the tail.
Imagine she flipped it over.
The little pointy thing.
You got bonus points for that.
That would have been nuts.
No, I
there's
see it
tail?
In the back. In the back.
Yeah,
yeah,
I tried to do the head, but it turned up on the shell.
The head is, yes. Yes.
It's on the shell.
It's more like a rim to the shell. If you continued that... I would give you rim points, but you did not get rim,
rim
points. You did not get
fuck.
Rim points from me, dog.
Fuck.
You did not. But
I'm going 2.
You give it a 2?
Thank
yeah.
you,
God. That's the harshest shit you've done on the
table. Yeah, are you going higher?
I'm going higher than that.
Thank
oh,
you.
Really? A 4, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
wow.
a total.
I'm going
that's
harsh.
Total. Wow.
And it's not even,
6.
It's not even because of mine either, but.
I'll go second. Let me go second because I want last. You guys ready?
I actually don't think
mine
is that
bad.
Good either, but.
It's more like a
it
sun.
Like a flower.
Yeah. You could see what I was going for, but my hand swayed, and I was not on the same part of the paper.
I'm
anyway.
Going 1.
Wow.
I'll give you with a 2 because
ass.
I feel that. No, he's really high in points. I'm going to give you a
that's
1.
That's the actual only reason
like
why I'm giving you guys those points.
Do I look at it and get...
What the
John?
Fuck?
Because you guys are mad high in points. So
all right, what are my real
John's
points?
I'm not
going to
win
oh,
anyways.
I'll accept 1 point. What are my real points?
Oh, you're
no,
like...
No, I mean on this, on turtle.
Oh, on that?
What are my real turtle points?
Oh, I'd give you like a 3.
Okay.
For her, I'd probably do with 4.
If what are my real turtle real. Points? Give me real turtle
dude,
points.
Dude, real turtle points?
But
I'm
fake,
still hitting you. Oh, you know what? Now looking at it,
you
I see where
you
see where
it,
you
right?
tried.
Yeah.
You see it. Yeah.
So I'm saying
but
3.
But it's
hey,
not.
Was,
it's
like,
not it.
It's not it.
It's not it.
Yeah.
So
it's not it, hon.
It's a 2.
Yeah.
It's a 2.
All right.
It's a 2 for effort.
So... Real points?
I kind of still want to give you the 1 point, though.
I know. That was fake turtle points.
Yeah.
That was turtle points for my benefit.
So you got 3 points total?
I got turtle
you said
points.
2?
No, I hit him with a 1. Oh, yeah, 2. Two. Sure. I'll hit him with a 2.
You hit him with a 2?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'll give it the
2. Damn!
I'll give it the 2.
Say less.
Okay, Ruben finishes with a strong 44.5.
Oh, my goodness.
What'd you get, Haley? You said 4?
I had 6.
I
gave
6
her
points.
Four. I
you
gave
did
her
say
four.
6.
So you got turtle points for me.
Probably got like 28.
Yeah, that's mine. You probably have to analyze it because it's small.
John, what the fuck have you been drawing us all night? This looks like a sheep. This looks like a very good sheep.
So the...
Hey, if this was a sheep, I'd give you a couple more
so
points,
if those but... like little nubs were like stuck in the back and mm-hmm. I actually made those as shell lines instead of little hair lines, it would have
yeah.
been perfect. That's what it looked like from my head to the sheet. Yeah.
It looks like I'm looking at rocks.
Yeah.
Like
I figured. I was expecting
pebbles.
1
you
point
do
each,
not
so.
Get turtle points for this. I give you 1.5.
Sounds good.
I'm giving you a 2, John.
Oh, thank you.
Mm. All right. Dude, now that I'm looking at it, it looks like a very well-drawn bird.
A bird?
Look, wait, hear me out. Look at the beak. Look at its eyes. That's like a little tail.
Like, I see what you're saying. Bro, like, that's the bird's head,
dude,
right?
Look at it.
That's weird.
Like, look, this is the beak. And
that's the little eye.
Look at it one more time.
That's just the bird's head.
That was the beak.
I think that's the bird's head.
And then, like, there's, like, hairs on the back.
I see it.
That's crazy.
I do see it.
Yeah, so we have finished the game. Ruben with a whopping 44.5 points. Haley in second place with 34.5 points.
Nothing.
And John in last place with 33.5 points.
You weren't far.
Thank you. I got 33.
You weren't far.
Yeah.
Oh, let's take some points out, bro. That's too many.
No. Thank you guys for participating, and thank you guys for listening. We're wrapping this thing the fuck up. It's been over two hours.
Too long.
This is easily our longest episode yet. This was The Brutal View, episode 42. Haley, thank you for joining us. It was a pleasure. I'm sure the listeners were fucking... You're already off mic, man? You're not signing out?
I'm done, bro.
This is what happens when he has a little bit of weed in his system.
Jesus.
You see it?
Kid just signs out prematurely.
After I nut, bro.
Okay. I'm John. That was Ruben.
I'm Haley.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/TBVpodcast. Email us, brutalview@gmail.com, 603-922-4074. Follow all the social medias. Hit us up. Subscribe to our channel. YouTube, thank you for watching. We love you. I fucking love you. Listeners, go fuck yourselves. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you very much. I love you too.